thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Yeah, it's the Urban Sports Scene on the Urban Sports Scene Network. I am here with the Royal One, King Al. The man of all plans. He's eating a muffin right now. He should be talking. Huh?
Cupcake.
Is it cupcake?
I'm a cupcake honey bun diet.
You're a cupcake honey bun. What?
Cupcake honey bun diet.
Oh man, your mic is low. Why is it so low? Say something for me.
Am I on PG-13 or am I rated R?
You're rated. You're PG-13.
Oh, in that case, hello, lady.
Why are you so low?
I don't know, man.
Because you're not talking to Mike. That's why.
Where's the mic at?
Can you take the mic? Jeez Louise.
Beats by Dre, baby.
Beats oh, my God. Dre. Lord.
That's why.
Oh, my God.
Hello, ladies.
Please, now introduce yourself correctly.
Black Thunder.
Black Thunder?
That's what they call me.
They call you Black Thunder?
I bring the ring.
No cursing today, man. Seriously.
I can't control. You can't tame a beast.
I don't have the sensor. I don't have the sensor button. I can't like say
hey, look,
beep
look, look,
when
look,
you
look.
When you come when out
you,
here.
When you ask me on the show, you know what you're going
to
get.
I ain't asking for no Eddie Murphy Raw. Listen,
I'm going to say this again. When you ask for me on the show, this is what you're going to get.
So what am I going to get? I need to know right now. What am I going to get?
I dropped the mic.
Anyway, it's the Urban Sports Scene. I am Wally. This is King Al. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We appreciate it. Make sure you check out my homie's Voice of the Fan podcast show, which is on www.blogtalkradio.com/The Voice of the Fan. The show is hosted by Alex and Jeff. The show is similar to ours. They talk about sports in an entertaining way. Our show is also syndicated on the internet radio station Real People Real Talk Radio. The site is managed by our good friends from Apple G's. Make sure you visit the site. It's www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. Also, check out on Saturday, February 15th. This date is over. It's throwing a party bus event. You'll be hitting up three different locations with complimentary shots on the bus. The bus has the bus also has a pole, like a stripper pole.
Stripper pole.
Yeah, we ain't need strippers. I can't find.
Why
strippers.
Would you tell we me can make stripper pole with no strippers?
But it could be some strippers. You don't know. You never know. There'd be some chicks on the bus. They may. Like live a fantasy. They may want to be strippers.
Wait. 600 chicks on the bus are not strippers?
I'm telling you that they could be strippers.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you that they could be strippers.
Hey, can the first stop be, I don't want to go to
no DC,
stadium.
I
don't want no stadium bougie, John. Give me some raunchy, John. Urban's ain't raunchy enough, dog.
Whoa. We talking about, what's that spot you talking about back in the day?
What he stole from me? I can't tell you. Remember PG-13. All I know is, yeah, you were banned from going with me.
I was a little annoyed. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can say you was on her too long.
Are you kidding me? Like, dude, I said, hey, go ahead. Here you go, shawty. All of a sudden, like, Captain Saver. Woo! I was like, what?
This is years ago.
Yeah, I know.
I'm more mature right now. I'm more mature. I don't know.
I can't take you.
Anyway, for more information about the party bus, visit bemindpartybus.eventbrite.com. The discount code is bemind. Also, if you want even more information, check out thisdateisover.com. Anyway, it's time to talk sports. We're going to talk about the Redskins first. Let's get into our pregame. Jay Gruden has finalized his staff. Are you happy from what you've heard about the staff?
I was kind of disappointed that Ernest Byner didn't get the running back position.
Me too. I was a little annoyed with that one.
They tried to get him. I guess he didn't interview well. But it was his job to lose, to my knowledge.
He must have did something messed up because he was the running back coach when Joe Gibbs was here. I thought he would get a good job. I thought he had a good, decent job with Clinton Portis trying to change his running style to make him more of a power back while he was here.
I mean, that was the only big disappointment I had. I like defense coordinator, always have.
You like Haslett?
Yeah, I've always liked Haslett. I didn't think it was nothing wrong with him.
Yeah, well, you're the first. A lot of people are
a lot of people hate him, and I didn't understand that. I didn't understand it, but I like Haslett.
Yeah, the McVay kid, I'm starting to like a lot anytime I hear him talk.
Well, I've never heard him talk, but I've read articles that they have announced this dude like the next, what's the Saints coach?
Sean Payton?
Next Sean Payton to make it seem like he's like a great coach. He's soon to be a head coach. I know he has coaching in his pedigree with his father and I believe his grandfather as well. Yeah. I just want to see. I mean, he's not doing – people don't realize. I mean, I read into it. He's not doing no play calling. He's really just going to be the quarterback coach. Jay Gruden will be the offensive coordinator and doing the calls. His title is offensive coordinator by title only. Gotcha. He's really the quarterback coach. So I'm happy to see that if Jay Gruden is going to be our head coach, I mean, he is. Mm-hmm. You signed him for 5 years. That RG3 will have a system intact that no matter what, if John McKay leaves, is it McKay?
It's McKay.
Yeah, if John McKay leaves, he doesn't have to change anything.
So you think this setup right now for what it looks like at the moment is the best for RG3?
At the moment, if Jay Gruden's our head coach, we can't change that. And I think the biggest thing for the Washington Redskins for the past 10 years is that a quarterback had to change a new system every other year. Mm. So if you look at Jason Campbell, Jason Campbell is the prime example. He had four coaches.
Jason Campbell's there.
He didn't have a good chance. So let RG3 stick with one coach and let them grow together. I mean, hopefully Jay Gruden teaches him how to read a defense, but he did say that he's not going to make him a pocket arm passer. I was kind of upset by that. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, so anyway, let's go to a story that King Al broke a long time ago. Fred Davis.
Don't do it.
Has failed another drug test. Now really? He's out for 6 games now? But you told me it was like the whole year, though.
They were negotiating.
Negotiating?
And they dropped down six games.
Well, first off, break down the story for what you told me.
I'm sorry. I will not.
It break the story down.
I would not break the story down.
You should break the story down. You told me ahead of time, Wally. All right, I'll be real. You said, Wally, you need to break the story first. You need to do it so you can be on like ESPN or whatever.
Or Fox Sports.
Yeah. Break the story first. And I was like, who is your source? I need a relative source.
I gave you a source, a name source. I gave you a source.
Yeah, but it was like he say, she say. It wasn't like a real legit source at the time.
That's what you perceived. And look at you now.
I have it.
You are actually a big dummy.
It's archived anyway. It's on the show. I didn't go ham in it.
Yeah, you should have went ham on it because then you can tell everyone to. You know how ESPN has to say buy such and such
credit to ticket, buy.
Credit mm-hmm. buy. You could have had your report. You could have been on it. I mean, they could have. You know, you could have went to the headquarters in D.C. and they'd have got you. You'd have been on TV. But nah,
don't make me feel bad.
But
man.
I will. It's my job. It's my job.
It's your job to make you feel bad.
It's my job to make you feel horrible. Not bad. Horrible.
Horrible?
Horrible. Because when I read it, I sent you the link. And I was like, you're a big dummy. That's the first time I said, you're a big dummy. You know, I was disappointed in you, for real. Real talk.
Real talk?
Real talk.
It's okay. It ain't the first.
It ain't first time I've been disappointed.
It ain't the first time.
Won't be the last.
You're darn right. It won't be the last. I know. But anyway, how do you feel about your boy Fred Davis? I mean, is this his last opportunity to be in a talented tight end?
Well, luckily for him, the NFL has actually become more lenient to marijuana use.
And about to be legal.
Yeah, they're about to push for it. So I think he might get cut down to 4 games, to be honest. I mean, he's just weed.
What do you think is a landing spot for him? No. You have no idea?
I have no idea. To be honest, he might go to Seattle.
Pete Carroll?
Yeah. And Seattle actually, Washington State allows you to smoke weed.
That's bad, bro. That's not a good fit, though. That's not a good thing.
A lot of players. Know,
but he can't. But he can't. He still failed a drug test. Though.
Yeah, he can still fail a drug. But I'm just saying, like, I think Seattle, we're doing well because they're going to cut their tight end, Zach Miller. He's making too much as it is. So you got to look at certain people. Yeah, like certain organizations, and he has a connection with Pete Carroll.
Yeah, that's a good one. And let's go to more on football. The NFL Pro Bowl, Team Rice beat Team Sanders 22-21. Was the Pro Bowl successful in this change of format? Yeah, I watched it. Okay, you didn't watch it at all.
I watched a little bit, but I didn't really watch it.
Oh, it was good, man. It was an entertaining game.
It's a Pro Bowl. I never watched a Pro Bowl when it was good.
But this is actually that's because we didn't have cable though.
I never cared for the Pro Bowl when I had cable.
When Barry Sanders, you never watched. Barry Sanders was in it.
Never cared for it. Not one time. What's the Pro Bowl to me?
It's great.
Not really. Not a lot of good betting terms.
Oh, see, it's about that Vegas thing.
It ain't about the Vegas thing, but it really wasn't. It's never really entertaining to me.
Well, I'll say this. The Pro Bowl to me was a success. Roger Goodell, I don't give him credit for anything in life. But this time, I think he did a great job with the change in the format. I like how they can draft the players like a fantasy football style. The game definitely had more passion. Alfred Morris looked good out of the backfield.
He fumbled.
He always fumbles. He has a fumble problem. He has a fumbling problem for real. But he was catching the ball out of the backfield. Well, he does. He has terrible hands.
He was dropping?
I mean, for us, during the season. I mean, I'm not saying in the Pro Bowl. He had like 60-something yards receiving. In terms of from Redskins' use, I saw Rakpo around, rushing the pass. I ain't seen him get any sacks, though. But who played well? I'm trying to think who really played well. It was the – Alex Smith played okay. Alex Smith played well. You had guys who just played hard. And it was different from other Pro Bowl games, in my opinion. So, I liked it. The passion was good. The defense, both defenses mobbed the game, though. J.J. Watt was everywhere.
And he was surfing.
He was surfing. Anyways, go down to pregame.
You want to see something else? Who's Alicia David?
Davis. That's yeah. A. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
She can hear you now.
She can hear me now?
Yeah.
Well, hello to you, young lady. Hello to you. I know you wanted to hear me. It's okay. Daddy's home. Daddy is home now.
You have
it's
issues, okay. man. You I'm have t- issues.
Hey, I'm just saying hello to my fans. Can I say hello to my fans?
She went to the shore.
Can I say hello to my fans? Hello, fans. Welcome to the Chocolate Factory.
You have issues. Okay, let's go to boxing. Local boxer and junior welterweight title holder Lamont Peterson defeated, Jean?
It's Gene.
All right, Gene, John. Who cares?
He's irrelevant.
You saw the fight first?
Yeah.
All right, tell me. I didn't see it, so you have to tell me about it. Did he dominate the fight?
Yeah, it was boring.
Did Peterson look good? Did he look impressive?
Well, he didn't. He dominated from round 5 to 12, I'll say. Mm-hmm. But that's a boring. He's a boring fighter. Dang, he's a boring fighter.
All right, then who's next for him? I hear Danny Garcia's on the line for him.
Danny Garcia will punish him.
So you think Danny Garcia will punish him too?
People don't like Danny Garcia.
I know. Because
he's not black.
I think Danny Garcia will punish him.
And it's his father. His father.
His father is arrogant.
But that's cool with me. I mean, I'm cool with
it. I know you're cool arrogant. I know you're definitely cool arrogant.
His father got, Danny don't know how to promote himself. Mm-hmm. So his father's doing a great job for it. And I think, Danny needs to. He needs someone else to fight, though. Like, he needs to become a pay-per-view fighter. And I don't know. Broner messed it up because Danny and Broner could have been a good pay-per-view fight.
Yeah, definitely. You hear about Manny Pacquiao about to fight.
Yeah, that's a boring fight.
Bradley's. What do you have on that? What do you think?
Who won the first fight? Pacquiao.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. I know you're not a Pacquiao fan.
I'm not a Pacquiao fan, but, I mean, Timothy Bradley is a...
He's a boring fighter. But he looked okay against...
Marquez,
he made it look.
I didn't watch that fight at all.
Yeah, he was okay against Marquez.
Was he?
Yeah. I usually can't stand him, but he tried to make it entertaining. I think his power is hilarious. That's why.
I don't know how he can be so cut and not powerful at all. I mean,
he cut, but no power.
Pacquiao's making $20 million and he's making $6 million. I don't understand how he's making $6 million after actually winning and being undefeated.
Because obviously he's not known as the winner.
Good God. You making Pacquiao making $20 million? You making $6 million?
Ain't about that life. Ain't about that money. Like Bob Arum know where this cash cow is at.
Bob Arum, this is not even going to be a good payday for Bob Arum. Bob Arum knows what he needs to do.
Yeah, that's true.
He needs to just back out and just pretend like he's backing out.
And just let Floyd and Pac do promote itself.
Yeah, it's that Pacquiao. Take that $40 million. Don't ask for no back. Don't ask for nothing else. Because if you look at it, Pacquiao, he's getting $20 million for Timothy Bradley. Mm-hmm. He has no other fights besides Marquez. And Marquez, no. Marquez wants an even split, and they're saying no.
Yeah.
So there's no fight at all that he can get, because every other fighter in his weight class belongs to Golden Boy. They can't fight no one against Golden Boy.
Okay.
Just like Golden Boy can't fight Bob Arum's fighter.
Yeah.
So it's a travesty with boxing. It's not just Floyd and Pacquiao. people just talk about Floyd can't fight Pacquiao. But no Golden Boy fighter can fight a Bob Arum fighter, a top rank. It's just not going to happen. So they got to figure out. It's like with the Don King era. Don King kept all his fighters fighting against each other to keep the money. All
right. Before I go to commercial break, I want to, you know, your college basketball connoisseur. I'm going to let you speak on your Duke Blue Devils. Excuse me.
Been missing the games. Been practice.
You didn't see the game either?
The pick game yesterday?
Oh, y'all won. You did try that. Y'all won.
Yes, we won. Yeah,
oh, let me talk about my Hoyas. I'm going to vent real quick. Excuse me.
Yeah, y'all haven't been looking good.
We ain't looking good at all. JT3, you know, it's time to be concerned about your job right now, in my opinion. We've been eliminated, and you know, from the postseason in the first round, and also second round, and also, excuse me, relying on Josh Smith. I mean, I like Josh Smith, but you don't get the grades, and now you're out for the whole year. It's annoying.
Josh Smith, the big boy.
The big boy.
Dang.
That's what happened to him. That's the second kid though. Winnington had to transfer because he didn't have the grades, so he had Smith. he had to transfer. Same thing with this with Josh Smith. As you know, we were putting out a wish out there, just hoping that he can lose a lot of weight, and that was going to be an issue anyway. To be honest with you, that was going to be a hard thing to sell to be a winner. And I know the Big East is a little weaker, but still, a guy who can't run the floor when teams are pushing it, it's kind of hilarious. So he had to lose about a good 50 more pounds, and then you try to hope for that during the season. This team wasn't going, in my opinion, wasn't going to. After I saw him play the first 2-3 weeks, I knew this team wasn't a tournament team, and it's hard to, you know, that's hard for, you know, because Coach Thompson, JT3, has done a great job in terms of getting this team back to, you know, at least back to the tournament after Estridge. So this team is going to struggle. Hopefully next year they'll do better within their recruits, get some athletic big guys who are actually tough. That's what I was hoping for Josh Smith, but he doesn't get the opportunity to do that because he doesn't have the grades. So hopefully my Hoyas will be okay. But anyway, after the commercial, we're about to go to commercial break, but after the break, we'll be talking about the Super Bowl and Richard Sherman. Everybody's talking about Richard Sherman. I actually like Richard Sherman. You like Richard Sherman?
He's cool. Yeah, I like Seattle. I'm not going
to lie. I know you like Seattle. We already know that. Pete Carroll's your man.
Yeah, Pete Carroll's a man. I like their swag.
But we'll talk about Richard Sherman anyway and the Seattle Seahawks, Denver Broncos, Super Bowl. It's the urban sports scene. You dig?
On the football field, I always had to prepare for the unexpected. My teammates and I train to think fast and be ready ahead of the game. You can be ready with the help of your local American Red Cross. The American Red Cross can help all of us prepare for life's emergencies. Take life-saving CPR or first aid courses. Make an emergency plan or learn how to build a disaster supplies kit. Contact the American Red Cross today.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Well, you can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, yes I am, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done.
In the way of the kingdom, God.
That's
wow,
my song.
You can't sing.
That's my song. I love
you
this song.
You can't sing, though. Don't
hey,
do
hello, black man. The man. That's what Dr. Dre hitting the beats with. Anyway, it's the Urban Sports Scene back from commercial break. You can listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports Scene website, which is www.walio.podbeam.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. If you have any questions or comments, just email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. Also, our phone lines are open. The number is 202-495-0904. You can also listen to us on the Sports Crib Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com /WC Still a Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Still a Fan. All right, I mentioned before the break, Richard Sherman. Everybody's talking about him like he's a problem, like he's a thug. But do you think the whole interview with Aaron Andrews was overblown? His reaction.
Nah, I mean, he just made a great play. I don't know what y'all expect from him.
No, it was overblown by the media. I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't clear it up.
Well, I mean, that's the media's job. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think too much of it, but I'm a type of person that acts like that.
I know you do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, you asking me, you already know the answer. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
All right, well, put this away. All right, this is what I think the big deal is. Not the actual what he did with Aaron Andrews. I think that was cool. And you respond how you respond. I had an issue with him smacking Crabtree's, but after the play, because that's like fighting thing. That's different. That's not even something you would do.
No, all I saw was that he smacked him in the butt and said, "Good job."
You know what he did? Come on, now, let's be real.
He put
after
his hand
down. No, let's be real. After you made the play, you already know you pissed off. That's like, all right. That's like you're in a championship game. You're in a championship game, and you're on the other end. A dude after the game was shaking your hands. He smacks you in the butt, we got you. I smacked you in the butt. And the end of the game, well, damn, it's going to get you to the championship or get you to the Super Bowl. How would you respond?
I mean, be real. Crab did what he was supposed to do. I didn't see nothing. Like I said, big dude. No. All Crab mussed him. He mussed him. I don't see, like I said, like, I don't know why the media is overdoing. Like, Crab did what he was supposed to do.
All right.
Sherman acts exactly how he acts. So I don't understand. Like, people make it seem like Sherman just became this guy. He's been like this throughout the last two seasons.
Yeah, he's not a thug, though.
I never said he was a thug.
Yeah, he's not a thug.
Just because you talk trash doesn't make you a thug. Well, just because you have
dreads and you from Compton don't make you a thug.
He's just energetic. Yeah. That's all.
I agree. I'm just saying that's the only thing. That's the only thing that annoyed me was folks saying that he was a thug off anything. This guy went to Stanford. It was a 3.9 GPA, I think. The dude was a smart kid. So Richard Sherman's not a thug. But I had an issue with smacking the Crabtree on the butt. I just think there's a way you can go about talking trash. There's a way about you can go about it in a different way. I know you're trying to be the devil's advocate right now, because
I
would never do something like that. And you're one of the worst trash. You're one of the top 10 trash talkers of people of all time, and not using. I don't even put celebrity. I don't even put athletes out there, like professional athletes. You're like up there. You're like top. You're like one.
See, first of all,
B, C, D, or E.
I'm gonna say this again, so you can understand this. Like, you talk trash during the game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Once the game is over, you say good game. Like, honestly, I don't think it was that much of, like, you think
you do real game that's real. Like, you do it. Like, you really mean it. But he did was an insult. No, it was like, smack you. Be real.
If you look at his face.
Stop it.
Even Barkley said it. He was like, nah, he really said. Like, seriously, you talk trash. You block a shot to win the game.
You know, I'm not talking to that dude. I'm not approaching that dude.
The game is over. Like, yeah. I said, the game. People got to realize, you leave everything on the court the field.
I know what you're talking
when
about.
When the game is over, the game is over. And you just say, you smack him on the butt. That's a football term.
That's like
smack
Jim. Him on the butt. Like, I love Jim Harbaugh. When Jim Harbaugh, like, screened a dude's face, I knew he was being a jerk. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's the same thing. He was being a jerk.
Like I said, man, we agree to disagree. Like, I don't see nothing big. He smacked him on his buttocks. And said, good game.
This dude just being dealt, just being a
dealt. Nah, I'm not. I'm serious. I ain't think that. When I saw it, I was like, all right. He smushed him. I was like, all right, well, he ain't like that. All right, no biggie. I mean, hey, Crabtree. Hey,
folks, call in. The line is 202-495-0904. Just to disagree with this dude. This dude is, like, so off right now with this.
I wouldn't say that.
You think you're on with this?
I believe so.
Oh, my God. Anyway, you know, he stated that he's the best cornerback in the NFL. Do you agree with that statement?
Currently, he is.
And why? Why do you think he's the best cornerback in the NFL?
There's 8 picks. They put him on an island.
He's not on the island.
That's semi. You coming off?
No, you still on. Don't worry about it. Keep talking.
Semi-island. I think he covers extremely well.
He does cover well.
He could tackle.
He could tackle. I agree.
I mean, who's number one? I would love to say Revis, but he's not healthy.
I like Patrick Peterson more. I like Patrick Peterson because Patrick Peterson doesn't have the safety help that he has. Thomas is all world. Thomas is the best safety in football. You got the best safety in football who roams, period. Even to play at Crabtree, he had help over top. Even the play on Crabtree, he had help over top.
No, he didn't.
Look at the play. The safety was right over top. I don't even know why. The safety was right over top. Remember, look at the play. The safety was over the top.
No, the safety was coming. He wasn't on top. He wasn't the safety. The safety was not over the top. The safety was coming.
He's not getting man coverage. He's not getting man coverage. First put of all, like that.
Actually, that was man coverage.
The safety was still there over top. No, the safety was laying on the rotation. The safety's there.
It was cover one.
Revis gets a real island.
Not in Tampa Bay.
No. I'm talking about Revis is a real shutdown corner. First of all, I'll let you talk.
It was cover one.
Yeah.
The safety did not get there. Okay, it was one-on-one coverage.
I'm looking at the shot.
Sherman played an excellent.
Excellent play.
He had to turn his body.
Excellent play.
Tipped it to the great and wonderful linebacker from USC, Malcolm Smith, who caught the ball and took a knee to end the game. Once again, USC, we stay strong.
I'm not arguing the play on Sherman. I'm just saying
Let's focus more on Malcolm Smith. Let's focus on Malcolm
Smith. Why are we talking about Smith?
He's the one who caught the ball. People don't acknowledge that. That's very difficult.
Why
are
you talking about you?
I don't think he got enough respect for catching that ball. Everyone's talking about Sherman. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, he made a great play, but Michael Smith's the one who caught the ball.
Why are we talking
about? Make sure you tag Michael Smith from USC, though.
What? He's on what?
Fight on.
Tag him.
Tag him wherever you do your thing, babe.
Why would I tag him?
I'm just here to support you and USC. Fight on.
So you would call Sherman a shutdown corner?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we got a phone call. I got a phone call. Gotta make sure I accept this.
It's FaceTime.
Excuse me, who's speaking? You with the Urban Sports thing?
What's up, it's Yada.
What's up, Yada? What's up, homie?
Nothing much.
All right, man.
I'm calling disagree with your boy, man.
Thank you. All right, go ahead. Preach. Preach, Yada. Go ahead. Tell him.
Oh, about Richard Sherman, man.
Yeah, tell
him. I ain't got no problem with the interview. It's the on-field antics I got a problem with.
All right, explain that one. Explain, like, what kind of antics?
All right, go in there. You know, you come about smacking him on the butt and tell him it's a good game. He did that, but it's a time for that. And that's after the clock is 00.
And the clock theoretically was 00.
He's running down the field with the choke sign. You know what I'm saying? I got a problem with that.
Yeah, the choke sign.
I got a problem with that. What's up with the choke sign,
King Al?
Choke sign?
Yeah. Do you have a problem with that, the choke sign?
Nah, I never did. I didn't understand why people make a big deal. He choked. I don't get it. I don't get it. I never understood that. If someone chokes, that means they choked. They lost.
But what about art? The smack? I don't get it. I'm going back on the smack on the butt. Listen, you don't need to smack nobody in the butt when you pissed off.
Hold on. Let me address the caller, please.
UMBS, represent, bro.
Okay, let me address that. He said when the game is over, that's when it's.
UMBS all the way. Go ahead.
He said that's when he should have done it. The game was over. San Fran had two timeouts? Or no, they had one timeout.
The game
wasn't
when he smacked him on the butt.
Yeah, he did, because it was an interception. All Seattle had to do was take a knee.
The clock was on the top. The clock was still out there.
Is that what you really mean? Like, seriously? The game was over. Everyone knows it. Like, San Fran couldn't do anything but hit the offensive lineman and
get
upset.
But you do that at the end of the game, though. When you coach kids, like, at the end of the game, what do we do at the end of the game? When you want to do whatever, that type of stuff, we line them up, you shake hands after the game, whatever you want to do.
First of all, basketball is semi-different. Because
at the end of the game, that's what players do.
Players do that. If you really watch basketball, players do that with 6 seconds left in the game. They'll go and shake each other's hand while the game is on. When the game is already set in stone that the game is over.
But they're searching each other out, though. You're right.
But the game is already over.
Yeah.
I don't see no difference.
All right, you got to go.
Okay, so here we go. Here we go. Let's say Kobe shoots a three with 7 seconds left. He misses. It's now like 2 seconds left. Kobe's already shaking the hand of, let's say, Melo. You know what I'm saying? Because the game is over. He knows the game is over. I don't see – that's all Sherman did. He shook the dude's hand. He attempted to shake the dude's hand. He smacked it away. No biggie.
All right, y'all, what you got to say about that?
So Crabtree mushed him, right? You said that's what he was supposed to do.
He got upset. That's what he did. Yeah, no biggie.
So that's the second person to do that to Sherman, right?
Yeah, Trent Williams.
And Sherman did it at the end of the game. What's the difference?
Oh, Trent Williams is right. I thought Trent Williams is right. He's supposed to.
Some people can handle trash talk, and some people can't. Okay, this point is it's plain and simple. Sherman is a trash talker.
Nobody else though.
Okay, let's talk about the history of people who talk trash.
Uh-huh. Everybody talks trash, but I don't see it happening to nobody else.
No, everyone doesn't talk trash.
He's talking about Sherman, people putting their hands on Sherman. It doesn't happen to anybody else but Sherman. That's what he's saying.
Who's a big trash talker in the NFL other than Sherman?
Like, you mean currently?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk, you want to talk people. Yeah, NFL currently. Who talks trash?
That's a good question. Exactly.
Most people that talk trash are defensive linemen.
He's the best.
No, what I'm saying, the most people that talk trash are defensive linemen, and they usually get hurt, like with crack blocks and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I don't see there's no difference. There's no difference at all. Let me see.
Well, first I gotta think with Joey Porter, but he doesn't play anymore.
Yeah, who was checking Antoine Bolden one game? Bolden went ham. He was just talking trash back and forth, like screaming and everything, and he was pushing each other around.
It wasn't Seattle game?
He did it with Sherman also, but it was some other people he did it with. Bolden talks trash.
Bolden, Anquan Bolden talks trash.
Yeah. And how he does it is he blocks you excessively at the end of the whistle. You know, so he does the same. That's what I'm saying. It's part of the game. I don't see no big deal. You people are blowing it out of proportion because San Francisco lost in a big game.
I don't think because they lost.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, no. If he'd have did that play when it was 3rd and 10 in the second quarter.
Oh, I think, okay.
In the second quarter. Yeah. And smacked him in the butt.
You don't do it. That's right. That's right. I agree with you. You shouldn't do it. Like, don't do it at the end of the game.
Here's the thing is, that's the only time they threw the ball to him when it was on him.
What are we talking about? That's the only time they threw the ball? Are you serious?
That's the only time.
That's not the only time they threw the ball. That is not the only time.
That's the only time they threw it in Crabtree. And yeah, it is. It's the only time, for real.
So Crabtree caught all those passes on somebody other than Richard Sherman.
Yeah, Crabtree, yeah. Yeah.
I don't believe that. Hey, you got to go ahead, man. Sorry.
Yeah, man. Well, next thing. I think Revis is still the best.
He looked good in the Pro Bowl. He did look good in the Pro Bowl.
Are you saying Revis looked the best this year, or are you just saying Revis looks the best? Because this year, Revis ain't even been in the Pro Bowl this year.
He should have been the best this year, but as far as the best corner in the league,
mm-hmm.
man on man, you know what I'm saying, locking down a receiver, it's Revis. It's not.
Okay, was the question asked who's the best current cornerback? Did you ask who the best cornerback?
I said, you told me, I asked the question, who's the best cornerback right now today?
Right now today?
Yeah.
You can't say Revis. You can't, because then you're going to have to base it on the year.
But he's saying Revis.
I'm saying Revis.
Are you basing it on this current year?
I'm basing it on the today, last couple. His career.
No. We're saying who currently is the best cornerback.
Yeah, currently.
Currently.
And I'm currently saying Revis.
I just don't get that.
I had a draft, and I'm picking corners today. I'm taking Revis over Sherman.
Okay, I mean, Revis came off ACL injury. Revis is aging, but you're going to pick Revis. Okay, I don't get that. I mean, if I'm drafting just for a team, I'm going to pick the 25-year-old.
Yeah, okay.
You know, who's healthy.
I'm going to take Patrick Peterson over everybody. I just think Patrick Peterson is the most electric quarterback.
He might be electric, but he ain't the best cover corner.
Give him Earl Thomas, and I think he's just as good
as Sherman. Like I said, man, Sherman has been productive 2 years
Sherman
ago.
Sherman locked down a receiver one-on-one.
Yeah,
I have. T.Y. Hilton fried him.
I've seen, first of all.
I see Sherman get fried.
Me too. I have too. That's the funny thing about it. I've seen him fried.
Who haven't? Okay. The rules are designed for the offensive
but
play.
But you, all right, for instance, like,
let's,
all
right. Let's be real.
Okay, first, all right, but let me be real. Like, if all right, a prime example, you're right. But Darrell Revis, if we're going to go, like, Darrell Revis would never had, like, a lower tier wide receiver. Not even, I'm not calling Hilton that bad, but in terms of the dominant wide receivers in the NFL, Revis would never have a T.Y. Hilton, even in his prime, dominate him. T.Y. Hilton got busy on Richard Sherman.
I didn't see that game. So I can't,
oh, okay. He got busy on Richard Sherman.
You and said busy, like, what did he have?
He got a couple bombs on him. He had a couple bombs on him and everything. T.Y. Hilton got busy on Richard Sherman. And he was mad that he thought he was supposed to get safety help.
Okay, so.
He's locked down.
Richard Sherman said it was a coverage.
That's according. Yeah,
okay. Hold on. Wait.
It didn't look like it to me though.
It didn't look like it to you, but you went on the field.
Hey, I'm just telling
you. See, that's what I understand. Like, how do you say?
You're saying it because you're favorite. I'm gonna be honest.
No.
He looked like he got burned.
I like Revis. I like Revis over Sherman, but I don't think Revis is the best corner anymore. I mean, I've been saying Revis is better than Sherman. Way before.
Yeah, okay.
When he's with the Jets, when he was healthy. But he's not healthy.
But you know he's going to be healthy next season. That's how ACL injury
works
anyway.
Yeah, but here's the thing. ACL injury for a cornerback, to me, is extreme severe because you got to.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, the Pro Bowl's a joke. Let's establish
But if
that.
He was bad, but if he was that bad, he wouldn't make the Pro Bowl. You no, make it seem as if Revis
nah.
was so
no,
off.
No, I don't think he was so off, but let's be real. I mean, the Pro Bowl, really? Mm-hmm. Like, did he really? It's so many players that should have been the Pro Bowl that didn't go to the Pro Bowl. So I do not take the Pro Bowl. People, it's a popularity for football. It's an utter joke. We can go with Alfred Morris not making it last year. He was the second leading rusher. So let's not kid ourselves. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Did Rivers really deserve to be a Pro Bowler?
Phillip Rivers this season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he really deserve it? Look at his numbers.
Phillip Rivers is like his completion percentage?
No. Did he deserve it over Alex Smith? Alex Smith made the Pro Bowl as an alternative. Did he really deserve it?
Oh, you talking? I think so.
Over Alex Smith?
I would give Rivers over Alex Smith.
Man, if you want to be serious, it's not. It's a joke. I would. Joke.
Arakpo making it. That's what that was a joke.
Come on, man. Everything's like a joke.
But yeah, we gotta move on. We gotta move on to the different topic. Hey, Yada, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. Holla at y'all.
All right, my man. Thanks, man.
All right.
Yeah, man, that was great, man. Appreciate it again, Yada, man. Anyway, let's go to the Seattle's defense real quick. How good is this defense comparable to like the 2000 Ravens defense or even the Bears 85 defense? Because they are a good defense on the back end.
Well, the Ravens had more upfront pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, man, really wants. I think most teams are like actually just scared of Seattle.
Like physical play.
Physical play.
Like San Fran, too. That's the same. They're similar to San Fran.
Now, the Ravens, I mean, they really hit you hard, though.
That year?
Yeah, they really hit you hard. Mm-hmm. And they didn't score for nothing.
That year.
They didn't score for nothing. I would still say the Ravens' defense is better.
Yeah.
You know, but Seattle's defense, to me, create more turnovers. They create more turnovers. Like, Ravens' defense is like, you're not getting past the 20-yard line. You know, it's going to be 3-and-out. You're going to punt. We're going to run the ball. We're going to get field position. We're going to punt again. You guys going to punt again? We're going to kick a field goal.
Yeah, I didn't see the Chicago Bears 85 defense, so I can't really preach on it. I just hear stories about how great they were. Wasn't old enough to really comprehend what they were doing. The Ravens defense, to me, to this day, to me, is the most dominant defense I've ever seen, just because you really couldn't do anything.
Absolutely.
And like King Al said, their offense was so bad. All they had was was it Jamal Lewis?
Yeah, Jamal Lewis. Absolutely.
Jamal Lewis. And they
and really, field position.
And field position. They just field played position. Field position. They had good special teams. And they would score every once in a while with Jermaine Lewis scoring touchdowns. And Seattle, this team can at least score points.
Yeah, cool.
So it's
they score really off defense a lot.
And, you know, and honestly, there's not a lot of they do score a lot of points on defense. That's true.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of pressure on that defense to always stop somebody like the Ravens had. And to be honest with you, I'll show another defense that really people don't talk about, and me and you are going to talk about because we're biased, we're Redskins fans. That defense we had the first year when Joe Gibbs came was a very, very good defense. They just couldn't get turnovers, but we used to stop teams all the time, but we just couldn't score.
You're talking about the
first year with Mark Brunell, the first year.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not going to bring that defense because –
We ain't doing. I'm just telling you. You know what I mean. Like that D was bad.
You have a lot of. You mean like in that case, you can say the Ravens defense for the past. Well, not the past.
That's true. I'm
like
not arguing.
4 or 5 years. Yeah, I'm talking about defenses that took you to the promised land.
Okay.
You know, and like I said, Seattle.
Tampa Bay's defense is up there then too.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's defense is up there. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was better than Ravens by any means.
No, not at all.
But the reason why I think the Ravens was so dominant is, like I said, they couldn't score. Like the offense couldn't score. You know they couldn't score. If the Ravens defense gave up 20 points, Ravens were going to lose. There was no way they're going to win.
That's true.
You know, and then Seattle defense can't give up some plays, but they get some turnovers. They get some big hits.
Them hits knock you out. And they intimidate you with a safety play.
Oh, they intimidate you because it happened to Crabtree.
Happened to Vernon Davis.
No, it's actually I'm talking about Vernon
Davis. It was Vernon Davis.
But Vernon Davis learned his lesson because last time.
Because Chancellor knocked him out.
He knocked him out.
Yeah.
Took him out. And Crabtree, I mean, Vernon was like, nah, not this time.
Not this time. You ain't going to set me up, Cap. You ain't going to set me up.
Yeah, Cap be setting people up.
Yeah, he do be setting folks up. He be setting them up.
They need to find these quarterbacks, man. They need to find these quarterbacks because some of these things, like Chancellor, he pulled up, though. But
he could have hurt him. And he was playing.
Nah, he pulled up.
Yeah, how much did he pull up? I thought he really was lining them up.
Nah, he pulled up. Because Vernon stopped. Mm-hmm. Like, Vernon did one of these, hi, nice to meet you. And if Chancellor was going to lay him out, he would have still like grazed him.
Yeah,
like he didn't do it at all because I guess he didn't want that 15-yard penalty.
Yeah. Who was one? I was going to mention too about that. Oh yeah, the comparison. The only thing I would say the difference the Ravens shut you down. The run period, you couldn't run period, and the pass rush was just off the chain. But the difference between Seattle and the Ravens, the Seattle secondary to me is just so dominant. Like their secondaries, they look like, for instance, they lost Brower,
off weed,
and they got the new. What's the new dude's name? He's playing like who now is playing? I guess
Coleman.
He's playing,
Is it Coleman?
Not Thurman. Coleman. It's like Briss, like with a B, right?
No,
not
a B. Thurman.
Thurman. So, yes, Thurman. They got Thurman. And he looks just as good in terms of coverage-wise. He's always around the guys.
And we will wait to see what Peyton does to Thurman. That's the only thing.
Yeah, you'll see.
Peyton is not going to throw on Richard.
Yeah. Oh, Sherman? Yeah, he'll test him.
Mm-mm. I can't. What Peyton does.
He goes to the mismatch. That's
Peyton goes to the mismatch nonstop.
We'll see.
And if I'm going to tell you something. If Thurman, because Thurman's a free agent after this year.
If Thurman straps up.
If Thurman straps up, this guy is going to make money, 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 money. And see, here's the thing. People don't realize. Seattle's highest paid player. Guess who it is?
Is it Earl Thomas?
It's Zach Miller.
He's the
highest paid player on Seattle.
Oh, that's why you say he's going to be
gone. So that's what I'm saying is that Seattle's going to have to open up the checkbook for Earl Thomas this year.
Yeah.
I believe Richard Sherman, he has one more year.
He needs some money.
And I don't know if he's going to hold out.
I'll hold out.
I'll hold out. Also, I mean,
was he a fifth? He was a fifth round pick?
Fifth round pick, yeah.
Yeah, he's got to hold out. He's got to hold out.
So you're just looking at, like, Seattle, they're going to lose some players. You know, they got a lot of young players. It's a young team.
All right. Also, let's go. All right. You mentioned Peyton Manning. Not too long ago. What does this game mean to Peyton Manning's legacy?
Depends if he wins.
I'm saying if he wins.
Oh, if he
wins. No. So either or. Sorry. Either or.
So we're
either
or. What do you want to talk first? You want to talk about if he losing or if he wins?
Let's go if he loses.
If he loses, he's going to be 1-2 in Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be – how can you say he's the greatest quarterback of all time?
So where would he rank if he loses? Brady's better than him now.
Yeah, Brady's better than him. He'll be ahead of Dan Marino. He'll be behind Joe Montana.
Got you. With Joe Montana, a lot of people have the GOAT anyway. He's behind John Elway?
Yeah, he'll be behind John Elway. Okay. Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
So what, he's like sixth?
And here's the thing. You'll have some people saying he just can't win a big game. He's a regular. Like, I'm one of these people. I'm going to say it again. I think he's a regular season quarterback, the best regular season quarterback of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Of all time.
Yeah.
In the playoff, he's an average quarterback.
All right.
I think when he won the Super Bowl, that he should not have won the MVP. But, of course.
Who should have won the MVP then?
It should have been the running back, Rhodes.
A Rhodes or a Dot?
No. It wasn't a Dot.
It was Rhodes.
It was Rhodes. Rhodes had a good game.
Oh, I would have gave it to Peyton Manning.
Nah.
Quarterbacks always get it.
But he didn't deserve it. He did not.
It wasn't like it was like, I can't believe he got it.
No, man. I knew he was going to get it, but Rhodes had a
fair game.
Rhodes had a better game. Rhodes had a better game. Rhodes had a better game.
Was it that much better though? It wasn't that much better. I got to look at this. Peyton threw over 300. I think Peyton threw over 300 yards. Like, it's a good Chicago Bears defense.
This dude, Peyton Manning, is a stat stuffer. Third and goal at the 1 yard. First and goal, 1 yard. Second goal, 1 yard. He's throwing the ball. He is so selfish. He wanted to break. Tom Brady's record so bad.
I can't, honestly.
See, I predict Seattle's going to win.
Of course, you're rooting Seattle. We'll talk about that later, though. Okay. I'm
just going to say I predict Seattle's going to win.
We'll talk about that later. Stop doing it. Stop going ahead.
I'm just telling you. Let me finish my thought.
Stop going ahead.
Hey, listen here, young man.
Hey, I'm the older one.
Young man.
No.
Young man.
Just, hey, stop.
Okay, here we go. I'll wait.
All right, go. You can go. Dead silence.
You can't tell me when to go.
Can you go, please?
That's much better than that. When Peyton Manning loses, they're going to say, what a waste of a season.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, what a waste of a season. Because he's not. When he chokes, and I think he's going to choke, I think he's going to have a bad game. I think he's going to have a bad game, and he's going to be like, he couldn't win the big game. And that's what's going to happen.
All right. But real quick. So if he does win, what is his legacy? Go ahead.
If he does win, he's the best quarterback of all time.
He's a GOAT?
Yeah, best quarterback of all time.
I think if he wins, I mean, he loses, to me, everything you said is true. If he loses, you know, he's known as a choke artist. I do think it's unfair in a way to have this game in a winter, in a cold environment, Super Bowl in a cold environment, with all these great quarterback arms got to play in a dome or an environment where it wasn't going to affect them as a passer. But it doesn't matter. It's still football in the grand scheme of things. So if he wins this game, I mean, if he loses the game, I agree. You know, he's known as a choke artist. This is, you know, losing 2 out of 3 Super Bowls that he's appeared in. What doesn't look good, knowing his playoff record against Brady, knowing his playoff record when folks thought it was a cinch for him to beat the Ravens with Flacco and they lost that game. So In hindsight, yeah. If Peyton Manning doesn't win this game, win this game, he looks like a choke artist. Now, the other way around, if he does win this game, I think it puts him on a whole different level. Even though Tom Brady has more rings, even though Joe Montana has more rings, he looks better because, one, he's 2-3 in the Super Bowl. Secondly, you see his record, like you mentioned earlier, you see his regular season stats. And we all are judged. Forget the playoffs. Still, if you can win more Super Bowls than you lose, you're going to be judged at a higher level than anything. So people will forget his playoff record. I think that's probably about maybe a couple games, maybe one game over 500, maybe even under 500. They'll forget about that and look at, okay, he was 2-3 in the Super Bowl. He knocked off Tom Brady the last two times they played in the AFC Championship game. He's now has two Super Bowl rings, and add to his records that he's broken in the regular season, it leaps him as GOAT status.
Yeah, I mean, I think, let's see. Joe Montana, he won, what, three Super Bowls?
Four. He won four Super Bowls.
Four as a starting quarterback?
Yep.
Yeah, no one's going to beat that one.
Terry Bradshaw got four.
But no one considered Bradshaw.
Yeah, they obviously, like you said, they get on him for that. Yeah, but
no one. That's what I'm saying. Like, Joe Montana has four Super Bowls and it means something.
Yeah.
You know, and I think for real, as long as you have two.
Two Cincinnati. Yes, two against Cincinnati. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, as long as if you have two Super Bowls, you can be the best of all time. You see, like, Brett Favre only has one Super Bowl.
Say again?
Brett Favre only has one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
No one ain't talking about Brett Favre being a GOAT.
Not anymore.
They did though at the time, though, right?
Because he was still in the league.
Yeah,
he had a chance to get another one.
Exactly.
He had a chance to get another one. See, that's the thing. For like, if Aaron Rodgers want to go down as the best, he has to win another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Big Ben has two. No one's gonna talk about him winning. Big Ben, he's not.
He has two, right?
He has two, but no one's gonna say he's the best all the time. No one's gonna say it. Eli, no one's gonna say it. You know, it's just certain people, because you know that they're great quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, and Tom Brady has three. Yeah, you can consider him the GOAT. Peyton Manning has one. You can't really consider him a GOAT.
But folks are calling him the GOAT with his one anyway.
Once his career is over.
Oh, you're talking about his career.
When his career is over.
Not,
just like,
not during
just,
the season.
Just
gotcha.
like Brett Favre. He was the GOAT.
Yeah.
Career's over.
He ain't nobody.
He's
in the Pantheon, I'm saying nobody. In the Pantheon of the top five, he's not in that.
He's not in
there. Yeah, I got you.
So if he loses, if Peyton loses this thing, they're going to say Peyton was second to Tom Brady in this era. Point blank.
Yeah, that's true. They will
if
say
he
that.
Wins it, they're going to say Peyton is better. A lot of people going to say Peyton's better than Tom. Because they're going to also say that Tom had three Super Bowls with Spygate.
Yeah, that's true.
You see?
That's true.
But if Peyton does not win, forget Spygate.
Yeah, they're going
to
be
Tom has three.
Because in the same era, so people want to compare things to that anyway. Real quick, if Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl, should he retire?
No, he says he's not.
But should he, if you were him, would you retire? If you were
not,
him.
Not the stats he's putting up.
For what? With the neck injury and stuff? No, neck injury?
For the neck injury, and you don't have your starting left tackle.
Yeah.
And he's going to come back next year. And you rarely get hit as it is. Why not?
I think I'd retire. Do the John Elway thing.
For what?
Be known as big on top.
He's not about that. He's about stats. He wants to break every record. Like, I think I'm joking. But stats mean so much to him. Because if it didn't. Okay, if you're talking about his neck injury.
Yeah.
they were up on the Texans big time.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about injury, you'll take yourself out. Say we win the game, coach is running the ball.
Yeah.
So I don't get a chance to get hit. He's not about that. He's really about stats. And I don't think people realize that. So is he coming back? Yes. Unless Seattle hurts him that game, he's coming back no matter what. Like, it's not even if people really look at it and analyze it, it's clear as day that he's gonna come back.
All right, man. Well, it's time for another commercial break. We'll continue the Super Bowl discussion. It's the urban sports scene. You dig? And I'll say deuces. Deuces.
I don't know why I say deuces.
That's what we do.
Hi, this is Wally Akinso from the urban sports scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm going to smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
Well, you've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. What's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why.
You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
There's some
back from commercial break. It's the Urban Sports Scene. If you want to call in, the number is 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904. Phone lines are open. Now it's time to continue the Super Bowl discussion. Let's talk about Seattle. Al, you're picking Seattle to win. You just mentioned that earlier anyway, but what are the keys for the Seahawks to win the game?
Beast mode. Marshawn Lynch.
He don't like talking to the media.
Cool dude.
I know.
Did you see this one when he talked to Deion?
I ain't see. I heard some of the sound bites. I didn't get to see it yet, though.
Oh, I saw it. Pretty cool.
I heard he did curse?
Yeah, it's a big part. I mean, this is the beginning part. Just said, I think he said the S word.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's something slight. Nothing right. Nothing too special.
Yeah.
You know, you can't censor, you know, beast mode.
You can't censor beast mode?
Yeah, like try to censor.
He seems like a real cool dude. Like, he's just all about the game.
He's from Oakland.
He's from Oakland?
Yeah,
he's from Bay Area?
He's from the real Bay.
He's from the Bay?
Yeah. Like, if you hear the way he talk, he's really hilarious.
Oh, bro. He don't talk like E-40.
Huh?
He don't talk like E-40.
He did say some stupid slang.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, damn, dude really from the Bay.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, you know, that's where I'm from. I don't talk. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk. I just play. I'm all about action. All about action. I was like, yep. He was charged with gun charges back in Buffalo, so it sounds about right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, he's
so the key. You got beast mode. What's the key?
Beast mode, 25 plus touches.
So he had. They have. That's it. They have. That's it.
He's the key. He is because people. It's so important to keep Peyton Manning off the field.
Yeah, correct.
He is a rhythm quarterback. Mm-hmm. Because he's a rhythm quarterback. He picks on a certain cornerback. He's in the zone, but if you run the ball, kill the clock, and don't allow and limited his touches, he can't be. He can't be
the great Peyton Manning.
He can't. And then also on the defensive side, being able to jam the receivers past 5 yards.
Yeah.
Past 5 yards. I'm gonna say this again. Be able to jam the receivers past 5 yards.
Referee talking about
officials. That's basically on the referees. What they're gonna allow to do and limit the Broncos with their pick plays. They run it more than Green Bay Packers. They run a pick play every 3 plays.
Yeah, they run a lot. Yeah, I agree.
They run a pick play.
They do some legal stuff too. They do.
Yeah,
Patriots do it. The Packers do a lot. I think the Packers. You sure they do more than the Packers?
Yep.
The Packers do it a lot.
No, the Packers do it
a lot. They do
a lot.
The
Packers block ahead.
They block ahead. They do it. They do it viciously. I think they do it the most. I mean, they do it.
I'm telling you,
to a different level. Like they block.
They block ahead more than anyone. Yeah. But I think the Denver Broncos do the most pick plays.
Okay, I won't argue
because
that.
If you Walker and. And Darius Thomas do a lot of pick plays.
Yeah.
A lot. I'm like, good God. Like, refs. And the refs haven't called it that one time.
They don't call it
all. Pete Carroll has not addressed it. I was pretty shocked about it. And
Peyton Manning doesn't address the whole holding thing.
No, and I'm about to say, let me finish. I would say John Fox hasn't addressed it.
Yeah.
I think that's a stupid decision for them not to.
I agree.
When San Francisco beat Seattle earlier in the season, it was because of Jim Harbaugh complaining to the refs early. Saying, hey, all Seattle do is hold. And Seattle got a lot of penalties.
That's what he does.
Yes, we do. I mean, he was
smart. That's a jerk.
But that's a good coaching, though.
I know.
He focused on it.
He's a jerk.
And he got, I think Seattle was charged with at least like 5 or 6 holding calls.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the playoffs, they were only charged 2. I mean, Seattle holds every play.
They do.
That's what I like about Seattle. I mean, but the referees, when you establish yourself, you know, as a defensive team, the referees will allow it.
Yeah, it's always been that way.
It's always been like Revis used to hold all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. It's up to the referees. I mean, Seattle's going to hold, you know, within the 5 yards, but they generally hold within 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
If the referees allow that, he'll be a non-factor.
Yeah.
I think the only person to be a factor is Darius Thomas and a little bit of Decker. I like that. Well, actually, not even Decker. The tight end, Julius Thomas.
Julius Thomas. He's going to be a problem. But so your key. So basically, I'm going back to what you said. Your keys are, one, Marshawn Lynch being a beast, going on beast mode, Two, what the referees are going to allow in terms of holding or whatnot. If they let him hold past 5 yards, Seattle has a great opportunity to win the game.
I'm sorry, and there's one X factor, Percy Harvin.
Percy Harvin. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
He's an X factor.
He's going to come back healthy.
Because here's the thing. With them, they win. Without them, they win. So, I mean, most of the time, it's without them. So, what is he going to bring? Because you can't practice for Percy Harvin for Seattle Seahawks because you don't know what he's capable of
doing. You don't know what he's going to do.
You know, you don't know what Seattle has for him. But, you know, in Minnesota, you knew what he was doing. You don't know if they're going to have gadget plays. He's going to be in the backfield with Marshawn. You know they do run the option, you know, the read option. So, you don't know exactly what is Percy going to be a factor of. I mean, with Denver, you know that Peyton's going to spread it out to any receiver he wants. He doesn't pick on any. He'll spread it to any receiver he wants. You know, they're going to run a quick plays. You know, they're going to run trips. I mean, but with Seattle, as long as they run the ball, control clock, they win this game.
All right, so you got time. Well, for me, for Seattle, I totally agree with you. Beast mode has to be it. He has to control the game. It's going to remind me of back in the day when the Buffalo Bills lost to the Giants, and the Giants ran a ball control game when the Buffalo Bills had a potent offense with Thurman Thomas Jim Kelly and Andre Reed. And was it Lofton? Oh, yeah, Lofton was on that team, too. So, and that team scored a lot back then, and the Giants knew they had Jeff Hostetler as a quarterback. Phil Simms was down. So they knew they had to, you know, I think it was Otis Anderson, had to run Otis Anderson to death. So that's what they did. They ran him to death, and they won that game. So fast forward to now, Seattle has the same opportunity. Yes, they have the better defense. Seattle has the better defense. And that secondary is going to have to show out. You know, the game is between two of the best at what they do. Seattle has the best secondary in football. And the Denver Broncos have the best passing game in the NFL in terms of their offensive stats. So it's all about what Thurman, like Al mentioned, I'm not going to talk about Sherman, but what Thurman's going to do against Wes Welker in the slot, or what the other corner's going to do with Decker.
I don't think Thurman's not a slot. He's on the outside.
He's on the outside?
Yeah.
So who's the slot?
I believe it's Lane.
Oh, Lane. Okay. What Lane's going to do with, Wes Welker, and what Thurman's going to do with Decker. Decker is a guy who can get open on anybody.
I think Decker's outstanding.
Yeah, he's outstanding.
And he's a free agent, too.
Yeah, he can get some money, too.
Depending on this.
Yeah, he can get some money. It's depending on the Super Bowl. You're right.
Yeah, he can break the bank.
And Thomas is physical, too. I'm not knocking, but it's going to be a wash. We don't know what's going to happen within that matchup. But definitely Decker, Peyton Manning, like King Al said, loves to go for the mismatch. And it's going to be up to Seattle's secondary to shut down. I feel like they shut down the slot. They shut down the slot with Welker and shut down. The beast gets loose. This team, Seattle has a great opportunity to win. Actually, I would say Seattle will win if that does happen. Let's go into Russell Wilson has the opportunity to become the second African-American quarterback to win the Super Bowl. I'm just saying, it's the truth, though. He does. He has the opportunity.
You know what?
It's the truth, though.
Right,
he has the opportunity.
Hold on. Wait.
Go ahead.
Let's stop and think about this.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, King Al.
He's biracial.
Call after. They still blessed. Still 1% black is black.
Wait. I hate when people say that.
That's what it is, though. That's what people.
But I mean, he's biracial.
Okay.
Why does black people claim everyone biracial?
But that's what society does.
I'm asking you. Why? Why can't he be Russell? Why does he have to be black?
When he does the form, he says African American. I can guarantee you that. He says it.
You know him?
Tweet him. I guarantee you'll probably tweet back. He says African American. Tweet him.
And he says, yes, I'm an
he didn't say that. I said African American.
I don't think he says that, buddy.
I'm telling you. Oh. Hey, well, let me go on my question, man, before you start to go off on your tangent.
I'm not going on a tangent. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Does he have to put up big – I know what I have to say. Does he have to put up big numbers for the Seahawks to win? Does he have to put him? No, okay.
No, he doesn't.
He has to manage the game?
He has to play. I mean, what's the big number? You're saying 300 yards? What are you saying, big?
250. You don't have to be 300.
Nah, I don't think he's going to even get two.
So basically, he has to manage the game.
Yeah, I mean, 180 something. He can have a. Okay.
That's a managing game. That's, I mean, that, if we're looking at what people deem as managing games, that's managing games.
What he did against San Francisco.
Yeah, managed the game.
That was managed?
Yeah.
That's all he needs to do.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all, because when I was watching the game, I was like, this is an offensive coordinator, the Redskins, Nate. He said, you know what? We are who we are. We're going to run the ball. We're going to play action. We're going to run the ball. We're going to throw slants. And that's a big factor because that's all Russell Westbrook really does.
Yeah, he throws slants.
I mean, Russell on Wilson. That's all he does. He throws slants and he throws fade routes. He has a great fade route. I'm not
he throws
a
good fade route.
But that's about it. He don't throw no ends. He throws. He don't throw comebackers. Mm-hmm. He throws slants.
Mm-hmm.
And he has receivers that can break tackle. I like Golden Tate.
Yeah.
He was a running back in high school.
Great wide receiver in Notre Dame.
And he breaks tackles.
Yeah.
You know, Doug Baldwin has great speed. People don't realize that.
And Kurse makes big plays.
So there are a bunch of receivers that are mediocre in name, but a big heart. Russell Wilson doesn't do anything to me extravagant, but he wins games.
All right, so if he wins this Super Bowl, is he deemed like the best quarterback out of that draft?
It's going to be Luck.
Okay.
I think Luck is still going to be the best player.
Okay.
But I think what they're going to deem it as, what's going to happen with that? Is that he's going to be more of Big Ben.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You know, people forget Big Ben was in Eli Rivers.
Yeah.
Eli Rivers, Big Ben.
Rivers. Wasn't this just those? Big Ben, Eli Rivers.
It was someone late. Because Rivers, I mean, Big Ben was 13. He's like 13 picks. Wasn't someone late 20?
You mean who was good?
I thought.
It's only those three that are good. I'm wrong. I know it's between the Super Bowl team. I know he's left out. I mean, Rivers is left out. It's Eli, Ben.
All right.
Rivers left out.
I thought it was someone else.
It may be somebody else. You could be right. Maybe it's four. I can't think of it. Was anybody else successful? Anybody want to call in and chime in for that one? Because I'm not sure. Number's 202-495-0904.
I got another dude, Maxwell.
You know, wide receiver?
No, tight end. Corner.
Oh, corner. Yeah, Maxwell. So Maxwell. But they all play the same. They got the same build. They all play the same.
Yeah, they all play the same.
Yeah, but they're
racist.
Huh?
Red racist.
What's so racist about it, though?
You being you.
I ain't say nothing racist. I ain't say nothing about skin tone or nothing.
No, you just say they all look the same.
I say they all play. Yeah, they do look the same.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Ninja-ish.
He was a six-round pick.
Who?
Maxwell.
Maxwell?
Dang, dude, you can't play.
Because they play a particular brand.
That triangle's mean.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson, I think Russell Wilson has to play a different. He has to play a good. I think it's manage the game. Why have to don't turn the ball over? Russell Wilson doesn't turn the ball over. This team is fine. The team compete.
Yeah, he just. I think the offensive coordinator just has to stay true to himself.
Yeah.
I think Denver's big thing to me is if they stop Marshawn Lynch, it's going to be a bad game.
Yeah, that's the next thing we're talking about. Some Denver's keys. Let's go into that right now. Definitely, I'm with that. Denver needs to. They need to stop Marshawn Lynch. If Marshawn Lynch gets loose and he's dominating the game, they're going to lose this game. All right, in my opinion, going to lose this game. They need to stop Marshawn Lynch. Period. Point one. That's number one. If they stop Marshawn Lynch, I think they have a great opportunity to win the game.
Yeah.
Because you're putting too much pressure on Russell. Now you're putting pressure on Russell Wilson now he has to be the guy to win the game, and that means now Denver, who likes to blitz a lot, they're going to bring in pressure for Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson will have to now decipher coverage and whatnot. And you know, Del Rio, USC guy, which Al probably will allude to later, is a good defensive coordinator in my opinion.
He's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
From Southern California.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a big thing. Also, too, I mean, let's be real. It's Peyton Manning's Super Bowl. So Peyton Manning has to play what? They need Peyton Manning to play well. He can't play average. He can't play like he played against the Patriots years ago and then not play perform. Truth be told, he has to play better than he played against the Saints in that Super Bowl. He has to play in my opinion, one of his best games, period.
Yeah, I mean, you got to realize, I mean, the Denver offense is rated number one. Seattle defense is rated number one. I mean, this is a class that the NFL has won, okay?
Yeah.
Starting off with having Denver versus New England.
They won, yeah.
They won. Then San Francisco versus Seattle. The best teams in both conferences made it to the championship game.
Not even that, the rivals, though. It's rivals.
But I'm saying, so the NFL has won, and now you have
you have the good guy in Peyton versus the villain, as the media has made.
Yeah, it's true.
Sherman, so the NFL, no matter what you call Sherman, a thug, you call him whatever you want.
You know what? Oh,
the NFL wants this. Yeah. They need a good guy versus a bad guy. And, you know, Peyton has, to this day, I don't know if Peyton said anything bad yet in the media. And I'm serious. Like, I don't know what his papa told him, but but this guy's media training is outstanding.
You said what his papa told him?
What his papa told him. His media training is outstanding.
Archer taught him well.
I mean, but Sherman's actually, he's actually real good in the media. Besides that one part, he's actually real good.
Sherman's excellent in the media.
Yeah,
but
it's too late. He's the villain. I mean, first, it's too late. He's the villain. So now you're going to have the good guy in Peyton Manning, and you have Sherman, who only football players knew who Sherman was. Like, if you're a football fan, you know who Sherman. He was on CNN. He was on CNBC. He was on, I believe.
He was on First Take with Bayless, and that went viral.
But here's a little, yeah, that did go viral, but no one really knew about that. But then here's the thing.
Oh, I know a couple of chicks that came to me was like, oh, this Sherman dude, he was on First Take because it went viral.
But here's the thing. He was also on The View.
You on The View?
Yeah, they were talking about him on The View.
Oh, my God.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, now, like, yes, now he's a household name. Peyton was always a household name. There's no one on the Seahawks that's a household name. Even though you want to say Russell Wilson, he's not.
Oh, I didn't never say Russell Wilson.
I'm saying there's no one on the Seattle that you could say, you could ask a young lady or you could ask a guy who doesn't really watch football. Sherman is the marquee player now for Seattle. Now you can marquee the Seattle Seahawks and Richard Sherman versus Peyton Manning, who everyone knows, in a Super Bowl in New York.
That's true.
In a media mega house. So, I mean, so this NFL has worked, won so much, and his perfect timing, Beats by Dre has won so much.
I know
what
I'm saying. That Beats by Dre is killing.
He's won so much. He's won so much.
Like, he had Kaepernick in the playoffs. That worked for him a little bit. And then, you know, just having that thing happen on the field with Sherman and Crabtree, and then the perfect commercial lined up with it. It's just, it's money. Straight money. God bless Dr. Dre, and God bless
Beats by Dre.
Yeah, Beats by Dre and L.O. Black for that song. Because that song is awesome. It's one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. I need to make another
one. Hey, fans, I need someone who wants to give me Beats by Dre. I'm doing a donation from you to give to me.
And where can they reach you at to get this?
I can't have stocks sometimes.
But how you going to ask for money?
Hey, shut up.
No, you shut up. How you going to ask for money?
Hey, look.
That don't make no sense.
Are you right? But I can't have stalkers, man.
Hey, just meet him at the nearest strip club. He's cool with that.
I do love the strip club.
Yeah, he love the strippers. Yeah, he love the strippers.
I make it rain with pennies, baby. And I take them back.
Take them back. All right, we're talking about another cornerback for the Denver. Talk about a cornerback for the Denver Broncos, Champ Bailey.
Can't stand
him. I love Champ. You can't stand Champ?
I hate Champ.
Okay, hold on. This question may piss you off. How does all right?
I hate him.
You already answered it anyway. So
yeah, I hate Champ.
So Super, how does it make the Super Bowl make you feel then with Champ in it?
Did you hear what Champ said?
He said he'd be a Redskin if he wasn't with Denver.
No.
What do you say now?
He said today on Media Zone, he said leaving the Redskins was the best thing of his career.
He said that, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm about to change my mind.
I've
always hated Champ. I'm about to change my
mind now. He said that was the best.
He said, I thought he loved it here.
He said that was the best thing for his career. He said
is he wrong, though, unfortunately?
I don't care. I don't like him. I don't like Champ. I don't like Champ. I mean, duh, that dude pisses me.
Oh, that kind of annoyed me.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
I felt bad.
He gave a shout out to Dale Green saying, you know,
Dale
Green.
Everybody talk about him. Yeah, he gives a shout out to Dale Green. He loves Dale Green.
Yeah, but that's about it. But he said it clear as day.
You said what?
He said clear as day. He was like, leaving the Redskins is the best thing that happened to his career.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That kind of hurt my feelings now. It kind of got me set back on this question. Well, I want Champ to win a ring.
I don't. I want to be a loser. Lose. There's no one on that team. I mean.
Well, I know on that team. I know. There's nobody until you go root for it.
I mean, I like
Jack Del Rio.
Well, I like Jack Del Rio.
Oh, Daenerys Thomas is cool. His story is cool.
Yeah, good story. I like Daenerys Thomas, and I like Decker. I like Decker in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like.
You? Yes, okay.
I like them. I like Decker in Minnesota, and I like Darius Thomas.
Decker, he was in Minnesota. I thought he was throwing Wisconsin.
No, it was
Minnesota. It was Minnesota. Yeah. He was Minnesota. He was good in college. Yeah, he was good in college.
Yeah. I mean, they were hating on him at first because he was Caucasian.
Yeah, that's all they do. They always hate on Caucasian wide receivers. Let's be real. They do.
I was like, this dude's vicious.
Yeah, he gives like the dude.
So when they drafted him, I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to get money.
Yeah, especially when you told me they drafted him when he was playing with who? He's playing with Tim Tebow. He's going to get money.
Not with Tebow, of course. No, when they got Peyton, I was like,
it's like yeah, he's going to get money. He's
going to get money. But, I mean, you look at, let me see on that team. Who do I like? Nah. Like, yeah. No one.
So,
no one.
So, you're really. Not rolling with Champ. Why? What? Before Champ said that, were you always hating on
I've
Champ?
I've always hated Champ.
You hate Champ in D.C.?
No, when he wanted to leave D.C. You forget he wanted to leave D.C. It wasn't that we were looking for Porter.
Yeah, he wanted to leave.
He wanted to leave D.C. I didn't like him then.
Okay, well, you know what?
Come on, man.
Champ, you know what, Champ? I did love you, but King Allen reminded me. Hey, you can kick rocks.
Yeah,
kick rocks.
It's no one.
Yeah, you can kick rocks. I forgot about that. You're right. He did want to leave D.C.
Yeah, he wanted to leave. I can't believe.
Because someone told me, like, yeah, he still would be in D.C. If he wasn't in Denver, he would still be in D.C.
Who told you that? He wanted to leave D.C.
Yeah, but someone told me, like, if he wasn't in Denver, he would still be playing for the Redskins. And I was like, okay, that's cool.
Nah.
Now, maybe there was a backhanded – maybe he said that in a backhanded way. It was like, mm-hmm. I would be screwed if I was in D.C.
Yeah, because he wanted to – he didn't like the organization.
But that's because we had – Snyder was new. When he was there, he was fresh.
I mean, all I know is he wanted to leave.
Oh, no, I'm not really a fan of that. I'm with you then, King Al. I'm not really a fan with that. All right, let's go to the actual Super Bowl itself. What matchup is really intriguing to you?
Denver wide receivers and Seattle cornerbacks.
Okay.
I think that's the only
two. Would it be just Denarius Thomas versus Richard Sherman?
No.
Just the cornerbacks.
The cornerbacks in general. Because if Seattle is able to hold past 5 yards.
Yeah.
There's no way Denver's going to win this game.
I have a – for me, within the secondary, it's going to be obviously, you know, secondary. I'm not going to go Richard Sherman. It's going to be Earl Thomas because he's a quarterback. We need a safety, the quarterback of your defense. The back end. Middle linebacker is quarterback of your team.
There you go.
Team,
but yeah, what a correction.
You're back on the back end. Earl Thomas, the quarterback of the back end. It's against Peyton Manning. I want to see if Peyton Manning can manipulate Earl Thomas being a younger guy. In a big game like that, I don't know. Cause I think Earl Thomas is just like the best safety in football. It's like not even he is the best safety in football. The man is athletic. The man can cover. He can tackle. I mean, he makes a simple like you would think he can tap the ball away. He's the type of dude who can actually almost intercept it. He's a hybrid of Troy Polamalu and Ed Reed.
I was gonna say that.
I see. Do you see it though? A little bit.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I think Earl Thomas is a good cornerback. I'm a good safety. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the factor is because Denver, they don't run a lot of long routes.
They don't, I know. But you got to manipulate the safety.
No, but what I'm saying is, Seattle don't blitz heavy.
Yeah,
all
right, they don't
blitz heavy. But their front four can get to the quarterback because Seattle's cornerbacks can cover with the hold. Like, they hold receivers.
Yeah, all right.
So, Peyton Manning is a timing quarterback because – he doesn't have the velocity like he once had.
Nah, you can see it, too.
You can see it, too. It flutters. So, he throws to a spot, and he believes the receiver is going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're holding, like, if you're watching the New England game, I'm not going to say when they played in Foxborough.
Yeah.
Tlaib was physical with Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why he was a non-factor. It wasn't that he was running side by side with them, he rerouted them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you want to look at Wes Welker with New England against the Jets, Wes Welker was inefficient with the Jets because
they
put Reeves on, and Reeves was holding him and pushing him out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Decker's the only one I don't really have any saying on because I don't remember
anyone playing physical with him.
But I know Welker. He always played horrible against the Jets.
Always.
But not even Revis on. He just played horrible against
the Jets. Because the Jets took him as you know, to me, when it comes to Welker, the Jets looked at Welker as a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Other defenses don't look at Welker as a priority.
I don't get
the
why
The Jets
not.
Look at Welker as a priority. Uh-huh. And that's why, you know, what you're referring to, that's why it happened. I noticed this about Peyton Manning. Let's just be real with the situation. Defensive coordinators who are intelligent, players who are intelligent, he struggles against.
Yeah, he struggles very, very hard.
Okay, so now that's one element he struggles with. Secondly, a second element he struggles with is guys who play press coverage. It's happened since he's had bad. Truth be told, it's happened since even when he had a good arm. The Patriots used to bully ball. Mm-hmm. His wide receivers, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne. Mm-hmm. They used to play in physical. Dallas Clark at slot. They used to always play in physical. That's why, in a way, he struggled against the Patriots. But it was a combination with the Patriots because Bill Belichick is a genius. Excuse me.
I think he was a genius.
He was.
I know what you mean.
And also playing a physical style.
This team, Seattle, I'm not sure what the in terms of the intelligence of how they play football, you know, if they can outsmart Peyton Manning, but I do know they play a physical brand against wide receivers, which is to their favor.
And here's another thing. What Seattle did to Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
They beat that kid up.
Yeah, they did. Sure did.
And here's the thing is, they beat him up with linebackers. And then, I think Sherman checked him a couple times. They beat him with linebackers. And what linebacker you know that can check Jimmy Graham?
No, but I hear this, but from what I've read and heard, I've heard the Seattle's linebackers aren't the best in coverage, though.
That's what I'm saying.
They're not the best in coverage.
But I'm saying is, how did they stop Jimmy Graham?
Oh, they made him a priority.
Yeah, they jammed him hard.
Yeah, they made him a priority.
And here's the thing. Julius Thomas.
It's not a – go ahead.
Is not a strong player.
Yeah.
And he's horrible on pass protection.
Yeah, I know he's horrible on that.
And so all they're going to do is they're going to jam him, too.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Graham played basketball also, so we can say to box out and everything. Jimmy Graham's a bigger player.
Yeah.
You know, so I just see – The thing is I think Seattle has to focus on is the run.
Yeah.
Because you think when Peyton Manning, he's going to throw. Against New England, he started up, they ran the ball a lot, you know, and that opens it up.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're going to have your pass rushers going up the field, it's going to open up the gaps for Noshon or Bell, a ball to run the ball.
That's another intriguing thing, too. Also, I know folks are talking about how we were just talking earlier about how the Broncos have to stop Marshawn Lynch. Well, the Seattle Seahawks, which, you know, other than the San Francisco game, they've had issues stopping the run. And you have Noshon Moreno. When you talk about Peyton Manning, you're going to be so focused on Peyton Manning, you're going to have running lanes for Noshon Moreno. It's just natural. Let's be honest with you. It's just natural. And to have a team that struggles against the run.
They don't struggle against the run.
They struggled over the last X amount of games.
Yeah, they didn't struggle against the Saints.
The Saints ran pretty effectively. They ran pretty effectively. That's why they even scored points, because they ran the ball, to be totally honest with you.
I know.
Ingram did pretty well.
Ingram fumbled the ball.
I mean, the running yard.
I thought the other dude did.
Oh, I'm sorry. The other guy was good, too. Robinson was good, too. Yeah, Robinson was good, too.
What Seattle does, what they said, that the key, what Arizona said the key was, that you got to have a big front. You have to have an overload on one side. But that's not Denver's offense.
Yes, yeah, no, it's not.
You,
it's not
you know,
it's not.
So they said you got to be more physical. He said you can run the ball against him, but you got to be more physical. You got to do it. But I don't see.
But go ahead.
I just don't see Denver running. Like, I think Denver's going to be who Denver is.
Yeah.
They're going to do a lot of trap plays, a lot of draws. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, because
it's just different. I'll say this. It's different with Denver than the other teams that Seattle play. The reason why I'm saying it is that Denver can do two things. Well, if Peyton Manning lets you, according to what you're saying. They can pass the ball. Noshon has shown you that he can run the ball. So now you have two things. You can't just lock on one. If you lock on run, taking away the pass, Peyton Manning has, if you've seen it, like you said against the Patriots, was willing to hand the ball off. And if Noshon is effective, that can hurt Seattle as well. Just because you're focusing way on Peyton Manning, which is natural. That is natural. You have to focus on Peyton Manning.
And see, and here's the thing, though, with Seattle, that I think will allow them to stop the run is because they don't blitz.
That's
the only thing, because they don't blitz, and the linebackers are going to be there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So and that's the thing, and
they're smaller linebackers, though, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, they're smaller linebackers. Okay. They're based on speed.
Okay.
And the thing is, what's going to be interesting is how fast does Seattle get off the field? Because you know Peyton with that no huddle, how fast they get off the field?
That's a good one too. Like
first down, they're going to have, because you know they do have a speed rush, and they rotate their front four.
Mm-hmm.
So when Peyton in the first down, you're generally going to have your big D tackles in. So let's say Peyton is like, okay, you know, we're going to push it, and then we want to throw the ball. How quick can you bring in your package?
You
know,
that's
so that's going to be a factor. I mean, it's going to be in the code, so I know Denver's going to run the ball more.
It has to.
I mean, they're playing at 625, so the temperature's going to drop about 30 to 20 degrees, or even lower than that. So it's going to be a lot of running the ball. Denver, okay, people don't realize, the weather's affecting. Denver is a cold climate area.
Exactly.
I don't understand. But it's a cold climate area.
As long as it doesn't snow, you're going to be okay. I mean,
it's
going to
be okay. And like I said,
Peyton Manning's played in now for the last couple of years, so he should be used to it. If he's not used to it, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be effective in the season.
Yeah, I, I agree with you 100%. Yeah, so mean? That's why I'm looking at it like, I don't think it's a big factor because his arm wasn't really that strong in the first place.
Yes.
It's not strong, but he's so accurate.
Yeah.
Because he's a time-based quarterback. So that's what I'm saying. It's so key for the referees to allow Seattle to hold past 5 yards. If they do that, Seattle has a great chance of winning. If they start calling it continuously, Seattle's in trouble because, you know, it could be 3rd and 18.
Yeah.
Peyton throws a 7-yard route. It's a first down because it's holding.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Let's go to predictions. How do you see this game playing out? Period. After all, like what happened, whatever.
Well,
I know you guys.
Well, all said and done. All said and done. I got the score. 24-17. I got Seattle Seahawks. I got Peyton Manning has the last drive to tie the game. Not on the interceptions. It's gonna be on downs.
Okay, on downs. Okay. Okay. I have. How it's all said, then I see Peyton Manning scoring because Seattle. I have respect for Seattle defense winning 20-17. This game's gonna be 17-17. Peyton Manning's gonna have a game winning drive, setting up Prater for the winning field goal.
Who is the Super Bowl MVP?
Super Bowl MVP is gonna be Peyton Manning.
Of course, it is.
Of course, it's gonna be Peyton Manning. Hopefully, he's gonna be Super Bowl MVP for you,
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch,
and
it
he's
has
not.
To be.
And he's not gonna have an interview. He's not gonna have it.
He's just gonna be Marshawn Lynch. How many yards do you think Marshawn's gonna get? I think
Marshawn's gonna get 135.
I think Marshawn have a good game. I do.
I think Marshawn has a good game. I think
because Denver doesn't stop the run to me that
no,
way.
They,
I mean.
but
they did the last couple weeks.
But here's the thing, they have recently, okay. and that's what people are saying. It's like something just turned on, and it. To be yeah. honest, they're right. Something did turn on.
Well, they're going to get the four. I mean, you know they're going to focus on trying to stop Marshawn anyway. That's what it's going to be.
But see, I think that's a problem.
And they got. I think Harris is out for the Broncos in the secondary, the cornerback. But that means Champs will get more time. So we'll see how it plays out. Anyway, time for commercial break. When we get back from commercial break, we'll be talking about the NBA. The NBA All-Stars starters, and John Wall not being voted in. I think this is like a semi-feud with Kyrie Irving. It's the Urban Sports Scene. On the Urban Sports Scene Network, you dig? Doses.
It's me, Magic Johnson, here. I won 5 NBA championships and Olympic gold medal. So I'm calling the shots today. Get up out of bed, into school, try hard, do well. School got me to where I am today. So be there every single day. And of course, give it your best shot.
It's the Urban Sports Scene back from commercial break. We're here to talk with first. Excuse me. Messing up with my readings. To call in, the number is 202-495-0904. Real quick shout out to my homegirl, Killer Shan. She has the Broncos winning 23-21. She agrees with Wally. What's up with that, man?
My choice.
Thanks for listening, Killer Shan. All right, the Washington Wizards are 21-22 right now. They were 21-21 before they played the Utah Jazz a couple of nights ago. How come they can't get over the 500 hump? Because they've had the situation where they had an opportunity to go over 500, and they, for some strange reason, keep losing.
They're not good. I don't know if this is a trick question or not.
You don't like the Washington Wizards?
Nah, not at all. I think they're horrible. Yeah, come on, man. The Wizards,
man.
Let's be real, man. They're a bad team.
I don't know. I think they just stressed out over it too much. It's the best. It's an ideal opportunity
they
for this team.
They are
to do
not
something.
A good team. I don't know why if you're talking about the Eastern Conference, you should only talk about two teams.
Who? The Heat and the Pacers.
And then you could possibly talk about how good Toronto's been playing recently.
Well, anyway, the Wizards.
That's it.
Go ahead. The Wizards.
How? Because we're talking about Wizards because we're in D.C.?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do.
Yeah, but I'm saying is I don't think people in D.C. even know about the Wizards.
Yeah, that's the Wizards fans out there.
Who? Hey, call.
If you're a Wizards fan and you want to voice your opinion about your Washington Wizards, the phone number is 202-495-0904.
And I guarantee you're getting zero calls.
You never know.
Okay.
Real quick, I missed this on the last segment, referring to the Seattle Seahawks, the Super Bowl, excuse me. My man on the Sports Convo page on Facebook, Stephen Wall said, he said, it will not come down to the weather. It comes down to the refs, like King Al said. Will they allow them to play on the outside, or are they going to call the ticky-tack fouls? Regardless, I'm going with Peyton Manning. All right, good looking out, Stephen. Appreciate it. But back on to the Wizards. Excuse me. I just think it's psychological. This team had an opportunity. They've had lesser teams to beat to get over 500, and they lost. They would beat a good team to like the Phoenix Suns, who's playing playing great basketball. They beat them in Phoenix, and then all of a sudden they lose to a team like Utah, who hasn't played well. Even though Trey Burke is balling, I predicted that. This team is struggling psychologically. I think they're just hyped up about trying to go get over 500. Once this team breaks 500, I think they'll win a couple more games in a row, and they'll probably be, in my opinion, I would say the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference, which isn't speaking a lot, actually. You've seen the Eastern Conference is atrocious. I think Atlanta may be playing good ball. Brooklyn looks good, though. Brooklyn looks good.
Brooklyn lost to Toronto.
I know, but they look good, though. Miami lost to the Wizards.
Toronto looks good. That's what I'm trying to tell
Toronto
you.
Toronto looks good, too. But
focus. If you're talking about three teams, there's only three teams you should talk about. There's only three teams you should talk about.
Look, Toronto is the third team now?
Yes, Toronto's not.
And Brooklyn looks okay, too. Why are you knocking Brooklyn? Right, Jason Kidd, they run. Have you watched? They play a great style of basketball.
I have an NBA League pass.
Me, too.
No, you don't.
You have it.
Yeah, I have it.
So if you have it, I'm your brother. I have it.
That's not true.
If I come and visit, I can watch it.
That's possible, but you're enemy of the household.
I told you, my niece ain't jumping me. You and my niece ain't jumping me.
Yeah,
ain't
having see, it.
I told you, I got a surprise
I
for
got
you,
a surprise
man.
Too,
I'm telling
man.
You. Well, I'm telling you, it's gonna be like she's gonna turn on you.
Man, she turned on me already. Ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new with that one.
All right, real quick. John Wall wasn't voted on the All-Star team due to the fans, and he didn't make the Olympic team. Where do you rank John Wall in terms of point guards in the NBA?
Who's the list?
Let's put it this way. Let me simplify.
Yeah,
John Wall is Kyrie Irving. It's two of the top young point guards in the NBA. John Wall's team right now is a playoff team, and Kyrie Irving's team is not.
Correct.
But Kyrie Irving is going to the All-Star game, and John Wall's having put up great stats as well. If you look at the stats, is John Wall just as good as Kyrie Irving?
No.
Go ahead. Why? Explain. And don't use no favoritism. You just said no.
I'm not using no favoritism. I mean, Kyrie is a better basketball player. I mean.
But how come his style is not inducing winning, the wins? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, Cleveland's a bad place to play.
You can't just say that. Washington's not a good place to play.
I know. I mean, I don't think the Wizards are going to make it. What city are they at right now?
Wizards are probably like 4-5, man. They're 21 and 22. They're going to make. Have you seen this? The playoffs suck.
Yeah, hold on. Let me focus on this Wizards nonsense.
Yeah,
I think Kyrie just an all around better player. Just an all around better player.
I think Kyrie. I'll put it this way. I think if you look for both ends of the spectrum, I think John Wall is a better player because John Wall plays offense and defense. John Wall's a great. He's a really good defender, and he's a good point guard. He's come to play. He's played
well.
Wizards
are 6 seed.
6 seed. Yeah.
The Cavs are 11. They are 3 games. Out of the
eighth spot, eighth spot.
Yeah,
who they're fighting with? New York Knicks.
Right now the Knicks are 10th, Pistons are 9th, Bobcats are 8th.
Oh, Bobcats, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, right now, I mean, as records are, you know, John Wall's on a playoff team, and he's the main reason they're a playoff team. To be totally honest with you.
It's a fan base, man.
Huh?
It's fan base.
Oh no, I'm not knocking that. I'm saying, and also the Olympic team. He's not even voting on the Olympics. He's not even. He wasn't even invited to the Olympics to be on the Olympic team. I mean, the 28 roster
lot,
for
it's a lot of point guards. I mean, what do you want?
I mean, can he be in the argument with Kyrie though? Can he at least get that discussion?
Nah,
I mean, he's gonna, true be told, he's gonna be in the postseason before Kyrie Irving. Is it because Coach K is the coach?
No, it's just because Kyrie's better.
Why is he better? He's not better.
Kyrie
like, he's
has
not
better.
That, I like Kyrie.
Okay,
I like Kyrie's handles.
I'll wait for you to finish.
Go ahead. I'll let you go first. Go.
Kyrie has better off. He has better dribble. He has better shot.
Yeah.
He has better vision. He does.
Yeah, he does.
He don't finish better than John Wall finishes like a beast. John Wall finishes. Eddie can finish over top.
Kyrie can't finish over top.
Oh, and John. Oh, John Wall's vision is good. Why do you say he's better vision? He John Wall's vision. Who averages more assists? That's who averages more assists.
I would go with turnover.
Who averages more assists?
You want to look at the turnover
ratio? Yeah, just look over
there. Okay, let's pull it
let's
up, pull baby. It up.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Don't read the screen like that. Let's look at assists.
Yeah, go look it up. You looking at it right now? Is it
John
quick?
Wall has 8.5 assists. Good job, John Wall. Yeah, I'm good stats. I ain't going to lie. Got 20. He averaged 20 points, 8.5 assists, 4.3 rebounds.
So John Wall?
Yeah. That's not Kyrie. That's too low points. Kyrie averages 21.5 points, 6.2 assists, 3.3 rebounds. Let's look at his stats.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's – okay, he averages 2.6 turnovers. That's Kyrie.
Yeah, John Wall should average more than that. Okay. He should be.
John Wall – so average is 3.6.
So what's
turnovers.
The? It's not that much. What's the ratio? So John Wall's ratio may still be better.
John Wall's ratio, 32.5. Very tacky. Very, very
so
tacky.
John Wall, he's a better rebounder.
No. His
better rebounder.
What did I say? 3 point what? For John Wall?
He said 3 point. His turnovers?
Yeah, okay.
3 point something.
Ricky Rubio. Hold on. John freaking Wall. His ratio was 5.9. No, 4.9. I'm sorry.
All right.
4.9, yeah.
Okay.
Let's look at my main man, Kyrie Irving from Duke. Here is 4..
You do it through your head or you just?
Yeah, my head.
You're doing your head?
Oh, I'm talking about the difference.
Oh, you're okay.
Ratio? You do the ratio or you do the difference?
Are you doing yourself? Go ahead.
Yeah, he's actually 3.8. Yeah, so John Wall has it. Well, John has by a lot of stats. He does, but unfortunately, the fans don't think he's better.
I know. I'm just saying that John Wall should get more respect. That's all I'm saying. I like Kyrie. I like Kyrie though. I love Kyrie. I mean, John Wall's gonna be. He's gonna make an All Star team. He's gonna make the All Star team. He's gonna make the All Star team.
Right, let's look at it.
It's a cinch. Everybody's saying he's gonna make the All Star team.
Let's look at it. Let's see.
Because Darren Williams isn't playing.
He's not gonna play.
Darren Williams didn't make it.
No, that's right. He's been hurt.
And he hasn't done anything.
Let's see.
Rondo's not gonna make it.
Yeah, you're right. He is going to make it.
Yeah.
He's going to make it.
Great year. He had a great year. The stats say it, though. He deserves it because of the stats, though. He's doing his job.
DeMar Rosa, that's my man. He's making it.
He should make it. He deserves to make it. You see what Ross did? Had 51.
Yeah, I don't know how he had 51. I'm not even joking. I don't even know how he got 51.
He can shoot, though. That boy can shoot.
Yeah. I don't remember that shooting like that in Washington, but.
Yeah.
Such is life.
Yeah, and he got bounced, too. They traded.
He always had bounced.
They traded, what's the name because of him?
No, they traded Rudy Gay because they wanted to tank it. And they thought it was going to get wicked. They thought it was going to be a bad team. They did not know they were going to be better.
But they traded Rudy Gay. During the season,
yes,
right?
Yes, the trade really gave during the season.
Oh, you see, because everybody was saying like because of Ross, because Ross looked good off the bench.
I think Ross just starting to start, but what they were doing was they said Rudy Gay is a better basketball player.
Yeah.
We're gonna relieve some cap.
Okay,
and we're gonna tank it
because he's from Canada.
He's from Canada. Smart. Wiggins from Canada. They're gonna tank it.
There's
a lot of teams that are tanking.
Wiggins ain't that good. Never mind. We don't talk about it.
Who's like Boston? Boston tanking.
I know they're tanking.
They traded Jamal Crawford.
Jordan Crawford.
Jordan Crawford.
To Golden State. To
Golden State for nothing. For nothing. They're tanking.
Yeah, big up Jeff Green scored 39 against the Wizards.
They're tanking. Everyone's tanking. And this draft ain't really that heavy.
It really isn't, to be totally honest with you. It really isn't.
DeMar Parker finally got off his slump.
Yeah.
I mean, he's starting to play good. The dude from Kansas, not Wiggins I'm talking about.
Oh, the center. Cameron.
The dude, they say he's number one.
They say he is number one. Not in Mike. They say he's number one, and they said that it doesn't even matter what draft he comes out, he's number one. That's how vicious they said he is.
They said
he's like a lot. Baylor said, I don't like to say this about everybody. I don't like comparing people, but he's like a Olajuwon. He said compared to Olajuwon his freshman year, he's so further up. His footwork is so good. Baylor said he should stay. But he's the type of kid, it doesn't matter. If he stays, he's going to be number one. He's not hurting his stock. He's going to be number one when he comes out.
Yeah, what they're saying is, like, I watched him play, and they're more hyped about his potential.
Yeah.
Because he had limited basketball playing.
Yeah, now look
at it. But here's the thing. I don't know how you draft on that. I really don't understand. Like, just because he played, let's say, 5 years of basketball, you're like, oh, the sky's the limit. Nah, that ain't true. That's not true.
I know.
Like, I don't get it. But they got the dude from Australia.
You told me about it. I don't know.
Yeah,
about
he
him.
Just declared finally.
Okay.
And he's a top five pick. You got Smart, who's a top five pick to me.
Yeah.
I think Wiggins' stock has dropped dramatically from being coming out of high school guaranteed number one
to like maybe
like seven.
Yeah.
You got the boy from Kansas, Randall.
Kentucky.
I'm sorry. Randall, depending on what he does, mm-hmm. like I think he's a tier player. You got Gordon, who's on a winning team, not really.
He's not asked to do but so much.
He's not asked to do but so much, but you know, winning takes pride. So I think the thing for him, he's gonna be a top, let's say a top eight pick, just based alone. But depending on the workouts, he can move up. Like that's the thing with Russell Westbrook. People forgot about when Russell Westbrook entered the draft. He was gonna be a lottery pick.
Yeah,
he killed in the combine. He killed in the combine that moved him up to a top five pick. And I think that's going to be the same thing for Gordon. I think he's going to be like a top 10. And then the combine, he's going to – like his freakish athletic ability and his measurables is going to make him jump up even higher.
Okay. Let's just go back to NBA. It's going to be All-Star Game starters. But, yeah, I love the college basketball talk. You know I'm a fan of that. From the East – from the East and West, who shouldn't – starters, excuse me, referring to. Who shouldn't be a starter?
Who they got to start?
All right, I'll read it for you.
Which team? What are we looking at?
East. Look eastward. All right. Melo, LeBron, Wade, Irvin, Paul George.
Wade's a starter?
Yeah, Wade's a starter.
Nah, he shouldn't start.
Wade should start. No, I agree with that.
But who would start over Wade? Oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah, who would start over Wade?
Wade should start.
Would it be DeRozan? DeRozan?
Oh, we're doing about who deserves.
Who deserves to start? Like, who deserves to start? What's name be starting over so what's his name should be starting over? What's his name? The dude from Indiana. Should he make the
Paul George make All-Star?
Yeah, he's a starter.
Yeah, he should.
No, not Paul George. I'm talking about the point guard. Not even the point guard. It's the two guard.
Lance Stevenson?
Yeah, folks was trying to get Stevenson in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, he good. I ain't gonna lie. But he shouldn't start. Like, to me, I think they just...
Is he an All-Star to you, though?
I think they're shitting on the centers. I mean, to be honest.
You say you what? You think he's cursed?
Oh, yeah.
Golly, Jesus. Man, this dude here.
I can't hold it.
Now I gotta edit this out.
You don't gotta edit.
I gotta edit when I post it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's not even a curse word.
It is.
You're a sucker.
You a sucker.
You're a sucker, man.
I hate you. You're a sucker. I told you not to curse.
Yeah, bring back starters. Roy Hibbert should start.
Yeah, he should start. Yeah, Roy Hibbert should start. Because then you want the center in.
Yeah, you bring back centers. Yeah, he should start.
He start.
I mean, for real, he should start. I mean, he's third. He's third in block shots.
Mm-hmm.
He need to get his rebounding up.
Yeah, he needs to get his rebounding up.
Actually, I'm not going to say
that. He got to get scoring up, too, to be totally honest with you.
He averaged 11.9.
Nah, it should be more than that. You only big – like, there's not that many dominant good bigs in the NBA. He should score more. He should score more than that. And, I'm a Georgetown fan. I've always stated that about Roy. He should score more. Especially how he can finish with both hands around the basket. He should definitely.
I ain't know Paul George averaging 23.
Yeah.
He's on a good real good.
Yeah, real good, yeah. Not MVP-ish, though.
No, nah, it's only two people.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's
only one person.
It's only going to be one eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, it's two right now because LeBron's stats are.
Oh, they're still awesome.
Nah, I mean, because the stats are ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
KD's
finally going to get it.
Yeah, he's going to get it.
He's going to be like Carmelo.
Yeah. Real quick, all right. So, you said that?
I think centers, I don't like that they took away centers.
I think it's just dumb. Yeah.
So that's why I say Roy Hibbert should start because I don't like the center position taken away.
All right. I agree. I'm not mad with that. I think I said it earlier. I think John Wall deserves a start, being on the playoff team. You got to reward something for being a winner. Other than that, though, I think the line – and Dwayne Wade, if you can find a way to knock off Dwayne Wade, then fine. Because he didn't play that many games. But Dwayne Wade's having a decent season, too, though.
Yeah, but he ain't played that many games. that's the reason.
All right, DeRosa. I put DeRosa. I think DeRosa's playing having a great season.
Yeah, I'll put DeRosa. I think DeRosa's having a real good season. Let me see. Who else would I get? Yeah, I guess it'd be DeRosa.
I think DeRosa, yeah. I would put DeRosa in that mix. Kobe, it's like the Western Conference. Kobe, Curry, Chris Paul, Griffin.
Chris Paul started?
Yeah, he started.
For real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dang. That's stupid.
He shouldn't start?
He hurt.
Oh, he may not play. He got picked, but he may not play.
He's not. Okay, Kobe shouldn't start. Who was the last person?
Kevin Love. I know LaMarcus Aldridge should be in this game.
Kevin Durant should start. Kevin Durant should start.
Blake Griffin. LaMarcus Aldridge.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would put Aldridge as a center. So I think they're going to do. I think they're going to start Aldridge, though. They're going to start Aldridge. They're going to put
Because Kobe won't play, you mean?
Yeah, Kobe won't play. So Aldridge. Kobe and Chris Paul won't play.
So it'll be Aldridge.
So it'll be Aldridge and probably Harden.
Oh, probably Harden. Okay. I'm a fan. We both agree on most of that because I can't. Blake Griffin doesn't really matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter for Blake Griffin. I mean, yeah. If he plays, he starts. But it's gonna be Harden. It's gonna be Harden and Aldridge. Harden and Aldridge is gonna start. They better give Cousins All Star.
Yeah, that's a good one. Cousins deserves to be an All Star.
Yeah, but he shouldn't start. He should get an All Star.
Yeah,
because he plays Sacramento.
All right. Real quick about Kobe. Then Kobe's doing. You know, I dislike Kobe. I hate Kobe.
I think Anthony Davis should be All Star as well.
Yeah, is this a good thing or a bad thing that Kobe's not? He's deciding not to play.
Good thing.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome thing. That's excellent.
It's a good thing.
It's a good character move. It shows character to me.
Yeah, it shows character. I think a lot of players should do that. I mean, know that they don't deserve it. Like, I think the NBA, to be honest, should pull them out.
The NBA should take out the hands of the players.
Take the hands of the players.
No, let me tell the hands of the players that was hurt because they make that decision. They say, since you didn't play this many games, you shouldn't play.
You know, what I'm saying is if Kobe Bryant or, like I said, Kobe Bryant didn't – okay, how many games did they play? Like, what, maybe 42 before the season, before the All-Star?
Something like that.
But I would say, all right, if you can't – let me see, yeah. Yeah, roughly 42 games. I would say that's it. I'm like, all right, you know what? If you don't play half of it, you can't be voted, and you just pull them off the All Star ballot.
Half though?
Yeah, you can't play.
If you miss like three games, that's like what? You can't make the All Star game?
Half of 42 games.
Oh, half of the 42 games. Yeah. Oh, you scared this to half of like? Oh, okay.
No, they 42 games. No, okay, 42 sorry. Games. Sorry. So, like Kobe, he knew it. So, like, you shouldn't put him in the All Star ballot. Like you should just remove his name.
Yeah, because you know the Achilles. You knew he had the Achilles.
Yeah, you just remove his name, and then you let fans witness other players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really surprised that Stephen Curry made it by fans' votes. To be honest,
I'm surprised Paul George made it by fans' votes.
I did. Me too. me too. Like to me, Paul George and Stephen Curry. Yeah, I was shocked by it. I'm not saying that they didn't deserve it. But I think Paul George made it. Paul George basically made. You know what? Paul George made it because of there was no centers.
You think so?
Yeah, because he's going against two forwards.
That's true.
You know who two forwards' name are? Who? LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony.
Exactly.
He's going to be on the bench.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they knew what they were doing.
Okay. So you'd be surprised. But Stephen Curry was real popular after that. You know.
I'm shocked by that because Stephen Curry made it.
Off of just being.
No, Stephen Curry made it because of no centers.
Oh, no centers. Okay, I got you.
Because I'm going to tell you, you know what your two guards are? CP3 and Kobe Bryant.
You're right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you're right. Those two made only it because of no centers.
You're right.
And Dwight Howard would have won it.
Dwight Howard would have got it. They screwing Dwight Howard.
Yeah,
you're right.
It was clear as day. That's what I'm saying. Like Shaq said it too. It's unfair to the big man. It is because you got to realize the big man now, that position is the most unpopular position because how many people can relate to playing a center role? You know, you're 6'2", you can play as a guard. You're 6'3", you can play as a guard. You're 5'10", you can play as a guard. It's abnormal to be 7 foot. It's abnormal to be 6'9". So you don't understand that. You don't understand that. So when you look at the center, you look at Shaq. No one says, "Oh, Shaq was a dominant." You say he's a dominant player, but no one said he was talented. No one says Dwight Howard's talented. You say, "Oh, he's a freak. He's strong." But to be that size to be able to run like that, you got to give someone credit.
Yeah. Anybody want to chime in, tune in, just join discussion. The number is 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904. Yeah, I agree with that. Totally. The center position has been disrespected. It's a position that's been glorified years ago. We had a plethora of great talent, great centers. Hakeem Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing, Shaq, Alonzo Mourning. Even you know lower tiers, Rick Smith. You know what I mean. So now we don't get an opportunity to see these centers play at a high level. And I always say this though: if the NBA ever tried to adopt a center or a basketball period have ever worked with kids who are super tall and made them and worked on their skill, they can dominate today's NBA easily, in my opinion.
Look at Michael Beasley. He was in college. He was a power forward.
Then they made him.
They made him to an 8-3. They made him to a small forward. Then Minnesota tried to make him to a 2-guard.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you like? You see, just because he's that talented, you got to make him go over to the outside.
Totally agree.
It's a shame that you don't have centers coming in and focusing on their skill set down low. You can look at the dude from Toronto something. He's a good player. You know, he's a good player. If Toronto did an in and out with DeMarzo, Ross, and him, they could be a good team. But once again, you just look at guards. Once again, Bogut was the number one pick.
Yeah.
They didn't use him.
They use him, right, exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Guys using Golden State.
Yeah. And you got Henson there from Milwaukee, 6'11". You picked him because he was tall. You don't even use him. He jump hooked to death in college.
Cleveland got Zeller. Zeller is a good center.
A good center.
He can run the floor too.
Don't use him.
Don't utilize him.
Use him for pick and pop.
That's it.
You see what
he's
I'm
a
saying?
Guy who can shoot from either hand. Hook
he
shot.
Can post up.
Post
but,
up.
But you see, and that's what I'm saying. I understand why the league pulled it away because no teams are really using centers. Only a few teams use centers.
Yeah.
And so you're like, you know what? It's only two real good centers. So why would we have a category for them? But you still got to give them that category. You know who a center is. Let them get the ballot just for centers and let them get picked.
Yeah, exactly. Real quick, who do you think will get snubbed, though, in the All-Star, East or West?
It's going to be kind of hard because I think there's a lot of players that are not going to play because of injury. Yeah. I'm scared that Cousins is going to get snubbed.
Man, I'm scared that Damian Lillard is going to get snubbed.
I don't think Damian Lillard can get snubbed.
Because
I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because of it's a guard that's injured. It's two guards that are injured that started, which is Kobe Bryant and CP3. Okay, so now you got to move Harden at the starting lineup. So you have a guard position that's going to be open. Damian Lillard is going to get that. Okay, he's clearly going to get that one. I mean, I don't know any backup point guard that deserves over him in the East because you already got Stephen Curry as a starter.
In the West.
I'm sorry. You already got Stephen Curry. Mm-hmm. So who would you have as a backup point guard?
That's true.
So he has to make it.
Okay.
He has to make it. You're going to have Harden starting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to have
because of injuries. He should
because
make it.
Of injuries. Now, Cousins to me, he has a chance to not make it. I think he has a chance.
Yo, because, there's reputation too.
Because I'm gonna tell you why. You got Aldridge, and you're gonna have to put Dwight Howard.
Yeah,
it's gonna be tough, man.
It's gonna be tough. Well, let's move on real quick to some NBA action. What's really going on? Some hot stuff going on. Melo and Durant taking over the league right now, killing the league right now with scoring. Right now, who's the better scorer? At first, I was like, I was leaning Melo and leaning to Kevin Durant. Then I saw Melo was 62. So wow.
Kevin Durant.
Still got Kevin
Durant. The dude is talented, man. You can't.
Yeah, he's having a stretch. I ain't gonna lie. He's having a stretch right now.
Like, did you see the game winning last night?
How did he make it? It looked like such a difficult shot.
I'll tell you how he made it. He's 6'10", 6'11".
But that touch. It's the touch.
Honestly, like, hey, everyone talks about Ray Allen. So just because this dude's 6'11", like this dude can shoot no matter.
It don't matter.
It don't make a difference. And he's so efficient. Like, yeah. I'm just watching. I'll be like, good God. Like, this dude don't miss. Like, when he shoots and he misses, you'll be like, what?
Yeah, because it'd be open. Because he gets in his stride.
Yeah.
It's just, no one's bothering his shot. Put it that way. I know what you're saying. No one's bothering his shot.
See, he is the black version of Dirk Diggler.
Yeah.
He's the back version of Dirk Diggler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you can't really do nothing.
You can't do nothing with Dirk.
But he's quicker and he got more pack.
He got more handle.
Yeah, it's just.
I mean, it's going to be some trouble. Yeah. But here's the thing. Can he get out the West? It's going to be tough. No, West is supposed to come back healthy. I don't think he's going to be coming back healthy.
I'm going to talk about that. I have that in the next question, another question. But I will talk about it later. But yeah, I like that one. But real quick, you said, so KD.
I think KD's a better scorer than. I mean, I've always thought Melo was nothing but a scorer. I mean, I think he's still a great scorer, but. I think Melo scores harder than KD.
You think so? I think Melo scores easy.
No, I think Melo.
He plays a tougher role.
What I'm saying is like his body is gonna be. It's
oh, okay, I agree with you.
See, that's why I always say it's easier.
I got you.
Wear and tear. Like look at Wade now.
Totally agree. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. All right, so right now KD's the MVP of the league, right?
Yeah, he have to. I mean, LeBron won 3 in a row.
Yeah, I think LeBron about to be in a different status anyway.
Yeah, but he won 3 in a row, right?
Yeah, 3 in a row. Three in a row.
Unless LeBron does some ish what he did last year.
Yeah.
When he went on that stupid run.
Yeah.
KD won. He has to do something more than what he did last year.
Yeah, he does. He has to.
You know what I'm saying?
And he has to go on like some crucial winning streak for it to happen.
Yeah, he has to win. He has to have the number one record.
Yeah.
But LeBron has to average in a month 40 points.
Yeah.
He has to average a month of 40 points.
Yeah.
Because KD's averaging 38.
Yeah, right? he's doing something totally special.
Mixing, but KD's stats is going to drop when Westbrook comes back.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. So LeBron has a chance to steal votes towards the end of the season
because of KD.
Because KD,
because of Westbrook. Excuse me.
Yeah, he's going. It's just going to have
to. So basically, so you're saying that KD can't keep it up when Westbrook returns?
Nah, he can't. You're not really supposed to. You're not supposed to have all that.
You don't think Westbrook will defer a little bit more? Because this run is something legendary right now. So honestly,
no, I don't. No, it's not. And it's not Westbrook's DNA to defer like
okay.
that.
Okay, all right.
No, what I'm saying, it shouldn't, like, okay, KD's averaging more points because Westbrook's not there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not that. Like I said, if Westbrook wasn't there, he could probably average 40 points, but he has no reason to because Westbrook is there.
Got you. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see when Westbrook gets back. I want to see how it all works because KD's he's too automatic right now, and the team is just working around him. I think this team, when they get Westbrook back, though, this team is going to get out of the West. I think we're going to look at a rematch a couple years ago with Miami Heat.
Everyone sleep OKC. On San Antonio?
I watch San Antonio. They don't look good against the good teams.
No, they don't look good against the good teams. They have not. You are correct. But they have not been healthy.
That's true. They haven't. I'm not liking what I'm seeing, though. I guess they whip up on the Sisters of the Poor, but when they playing.
Let's wait and see, man. Like, San Antonio is the unpretty pick.
The team that you need to be the Golden State, when Steph Curry gets to turn it on. Nah, I still worried. Don't like what they did about Harrison Barnes. I think they did him dirty anyway.
Nah, I don't think OKC got to worry about them.
They do. Watch. You'll see.
We'll wait and see, young lad.
We'll wait and see. Real quick, Melo will be a free agent after the season. He's been he's having a good little run right now. Knicks aren't really giving him help. Should they just trade him and not take the chance of losing him?
Well, his wife, Lala, said he's definitely staying in New York.
Yeah. Like, she's the one who said he was leaving Denver.
She ain't cutting the checks.
She went shooting in the gym.
She might have been.
She
that's KG.
Cheerios.
I'm just saying. I don't know, man. Like, for real, they talking about him going to L.A. To be honest, this is what I see happening.
Go ahead.
People are going to doubt it. I see he might go to Miami.
Do you think that's replacing D-Wade?
Nah, D-Wade ain't going to opt out.
So it's going to be D-Wade and
Bosh is going to opt out.
Oh, Bosh is going to opt out.
Bosh is going to opt out. Because Bosh can get more money from, like, Dallas wants him.
Oh yeah,
Dallas wants him. He can get that.
You think Bosh is done with the whole trying to win? Trying to just win a title in South Beach. You think he's done with South Beach?
No, three championships is good.
All right, I'm saying you think Bosh was willing to do that? He has a good little thing going on.
No, I'm just saying I think Bosh. Okay,
you think he about the money? You think he want that money?
Every player, when you get an opt out clause, and you know that you can get paid more years because all you want is more years.
Yeah,
you know. And he can get more years with the max money, especially with the way this league is going.
That's true.
You know,
that's
so. True. Only person I don't think. Only
LeBron's going to opt out.
Who?
LeBron's opting out.
Yeah, LeBron's. Yeah, duh. LeBron's opting out just to really get more money. I don't think he's going anywhere.
I know. He'd be stupid,
but
in my opinion.
Up to him to how he wants to play it because he can quickly opt out and say, I'm re-signing.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Depending on how he wants to play. I think Dwayne Wade will not opt out.
Because he want that money.
Because Dwayne Wade cannot get
the
max
same, man. Yeah, the same.
He cannot
value.
Get a max deal.
That's true.
I mean, he can get a max deal. Only team I would say is by Chicago.
Because he
doesn't deserve it at all.
Yeah.
So, but you can look at it like, okay, if he opts out, Melo's already saying he's opting out. Okay, if Wade wants to leave, he opts out. I quickly take Melo over Wade quickly. You know what I'm saying? So you have Melo and LeBron.
Yeah.
If Bosh wants to opt out, I quickly take Melo. You know, because Melo looks like now he wants to win.
Yeah, he looks like he want to win.
Like now, because he said it, he was like, LeBron made the right decision going to Miami.
Yeah.
When he said that, it's like, you know what?
I
messed the money by leaving Denver, and also Amari Stoudemire hustled me.
He did hustle me. Yeah, sure did.
Because that's what it comes down to. It's Amari.
Yeah.
Because he didn't go to New York by himself.
Yeah.
Amari hustled him. So he might as well be like, all right, yeah. I do want to win. And they talk about him going to
the Clippers. Chris Paul, because he's supposed to go to New York. Chris Paul is supposed to be there with New York with
him. Yeah, he go to the Clippers. They're saying that Blake got to go. You know what I'm saying? So Blake go, all right. I mean, okay. I think it's better for Blake to go. I agree, because Melo can score. Blake can't.
Yeah.
You know, they said him.
You know, Blake doing better this season.
Yeah, but I don't really believe in that. You know, so then you got, you said Melo going to the Lakers for what?
Yeah, why? It's still a losing situation.
Why? Gasol's a free agent. Kobe's coming back from another injury.
And Kobe ball done. Kobe got 2 years.
Kobe got 2 years. So then you know legs gonna rebuild. You're going back in the draft. For what? What's the purpose? So like I said, it's only few teams that he can go to and actually be a big factor. And I'm going to say it's Miami. You can stay in New York, and based on New York, you can stay and hopefully pull in somebody. You might be able to get Gasol. You know, because Gasol's a free agent.
Yeah, he don't look good right now.
No, either. But I'm just saying this. He doesn't have many places to go to say I can win the championship.
Yeah, yeah. I like the Clippers.
And I think Clippers is a
strong.
Come
to LA, if he went to the Lakers, I'll be happy for him to come to LA be a Laker. Because by that time Kobe's be out and I'm a Lakers fan. So, you know, I'm a Lakers fan again. Anyway, I'm rooting the Lakers on actually.
Yeah.
They are horrible to watch though.
I've been watching.
They are horrible.
I watch some of the games. I'd be like, man, my boy Nick Young be balling.
He be jacking.
You want to talk about what they call a thug? That different term. Yeah. I can't say it on your show. That dude is hilarious.
That ninja. You say ninja.
You know what I'm saying?
Just say ninja.
I don't say ninja. That's not me.
Oh, you like?
Because I say what I feel like.
I feel you, man. You're just an injured, and can't get the word out. You're an ignorant individual. I was about to even say a curse
word. I know you were. It's cool. I allow it. It's my show.
It's your show.
It's my show, baby. I'm just letting you guest star.
Let me guest star.
You hear what I said, boy?
I let you guest star.
You request me.
I request you. You better get that
right. You better get that right. Request me.
I ain't trying to do no solo show.
And I'd be like, hey, fans.
Folks be like, hey, I ain't showing up. I'd be like, who can I call?
You'd be like, my brother, he's always down for
it. He's always down for the cause.
And I'd be like, all right. I'd be like, dang.
He's like, man, I missed out on this restaurant because of you.
Yeah, Bar Louie, baby. A free advertiser. $5 burgers. $5 burgers, man. Dude, I heard they got great carrot cake.
Great what?
Carrot cake.
Carrot cake?
Really? I'm just saying it. Just saying it.
Oh, man. Anyway, before the break, the last break, I was into the internet. The internet, that's the name of a group. Nice accent, good music, actually. The internet.
Say what?
The internet, stay with the group. That's the song I was listening to before the last break. I'm just skimming up. I'm getting out of plug. I'm plugging folks.
What the hell are you talking about?
Exactly. You don't know? Pay attention. You're on your phone. That's why you're not paying attention.
I'm looking upstairs like, what are you talking about?
It's the music that we was listening to before we came to this segment. I'm just shouting them out. Okay. The internet, that's the name of the group. And the song was called Running. Gotta give credit. You know what I'm saying?
You talking on me.
All right. You're doing too much right now. Why you beefing with me?
I don't beef with you. You ain't nobody.
I'm somebody. I'm King Joppy Joe the Third's brother.
I was about to say, boy, I wish you would. I was like, whoa. Like, dude better say he's the second.
I'm the prince.
Dude better say he's the second.
I'm the prince. Dude better say I'm Prince Waliola.
I hear you talking about Waliola. Only person I know to call himself a prince, but I call myself a king.
Who you call yourself a king? It's okay. I'm a prince.
You want to be white? You know what I'm saying? Hey, look.
Prince.
This is the type of dude that prince sells singers. Himself so low. I don't understand that.
Hey,
I'm
going to shut him up.
At early age, he sells. How you going to call yourself a prince?
Hey.
Hey, baby. I know the song.
Anyway, thanks for y'all listening.
No, ladies. I take it from here, baby.
Go ahead. Take it.
Hey, load out of music.
I'll drop a little bit.
Load out of music.
Go ahead.
Welcome. Whoa, actually, goodbye. From the Chocolate Factory. Dark skin guys, live on. You light skin fellas, die slow.
It's the Urban Sports Scene. Don't cess.